College Station Bryan.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the question for Chris Christie over and over. Will he run for president?
Oh, please. Please, please, stop asking me.
But New Jersey's governor is out fundraising for Republicans. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave Christie made it as clear as he could during a Q&A session last night at the Reagan Library in Southern California, telling the questioner he is flattered and grateful for the heartfelt appeal that he should run, however.
That heartfelt message you gave me is also not a reason for me to do it. That reason has to reside inside me.
Christie used the bulk of his speech to talk about American exceptionalism and how it is in danger of being lost because, as he said, Congress won't compromise and President Obama can't lead. Dave.
Rich, the president will campaign online today at a Hispanic forum, and he'll go back to school.
Pass this bill, and it will help hundreds of thousands of young people find summer jobs next year.
And that was the president pushing his jobs plan at a Denver high school yesterday. Today he'll address students nationwide from a Washington high school. Michael Jackson did it to himself. That's what his doctor's lawyers told the jury.
When Dr. Murray left the room, Michael Jackson self-administered a dose of propofol.
The powerful anesthetic that killed the king of pop. But prosecutors argued Conrad Murray was grossly negligent and should be convicted of manslaughter. Jared Loughner returns to court today, and so far, he's been ruled mentally unfit to stand trial in January's Arizona shooting rampage that killed six and wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
He's been forcibly medicated for schizophrenia, but his attorney has argued against the involuntary medication. The last time Loughner was in court, he was removed after blurting out, "Thank you for the free kill. She died in front of me."
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. A big jewelry heist in Georgia. Outside Atlanta, police say thieves cut through the store's concrete wall, and once they got inside, they stole more than $2.8 million. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hear that? That's the sound of magic.
Yes.
Magic Johnson, that is. And he's helping Quicken Loans offer free Android smartphones to folks throughout America. Whoa, there goes another one.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Here's how to get yours. Give us a call today at 866-QUICKEN to take advantage of our free home loan review. With mortgage rates at their lowest levels ever, now's a perfect time to find out if a new home loan is right for you. Then, after talking with us, we'll offer you a free Android smartphone.
That's some Detroit magic right there.
Call Quicken Loans today at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com/Android to learn more. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. Free phone offer is valid with activation of a qualifying new two-year service plan with selected wireless provider. Offer subject to credit approval. Limited time offer subject to change. Additional restrictions apply. Visit quickenloans.com/Android for full terms and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof roof.
Tired. Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh, made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
If you heard it here, remember it with maps and contact information at iHeardItOnWTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The New Bryan City budget year is ready to start on Saturday. The City Council, minus Mike Sutherland, who continues to recover from heart surgery, unanimously approved holding the tax rate a 10th consecutive year. Residential electric rates charged by BTU will increase 2%. Final action was also taken to move city elections to November, keep council terms at 3 years, and extend present city council terms by 6 months by skipping next May's election. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says the city saves in two ways.
It would still run us around $445,000 to buy, and that would be reducing our polling places by a third.
And Strata learned nonpartisan elections and issues could be placed at the top of the ballot.
We have verified with the Secretary of State that there is no law that would require us to be on the bottom of the ballot. If the county was willing to put the nonpartisan races at the top of the ballot, we could be there.
Earlier this summer, similar action was taken by the Bryan School Board. The changes were necessitated by changes in federal and state law. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means, among other things, moving from the second-largest football stadium in the conference to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of President Bowen Lofton.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying changes would start after the 2013 football season, Lofton gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A new study from the Texas Transportation Institute at Texas A&M says not enough is being done to ensure the nation's transportation system will be able to keep up with job growth when the economy does return. Dr. Tim Lomax says more needs to be done on infrastructure.
We got way too many people trying to get to work on a system that just wasn't built to handle them. We need more roads, we need more buses, more trains.
Lomax says now is the time to make the additional investment.
Now is really a good time to invest in roads and bridges and buses and trains. I think the construction costs are low. That could actually put some people back to work as well as give us a chance to have lower traffic congestion out in the future.
When the economy recovers, according to the study, the average commute is expected to grow by 3 hours annually. The College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says this won't solve the problems at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the median area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
As for expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for the design costs while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. The numbers keep rising from this month's wildfires in Bastrop. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas has the latest price tag.
We're now able to put a pretty good number on the insured losses of the Bastrop fire, $250 million, making it the costliest wildfire in Texas history.
In a related story, three Bastrop victims are the first to file a lawsuit related to the wildfires. The lawsuit accuses Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative of negligence and failing to trim the trees away from power lines. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility for a terrible incident out of its control. A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over Labor Day weekend. Five schools in our Twin Cities have been recognized by the Texas Business and Education Coalition. The honor roll designation went to fewer than 4% of the 8,000 public schools throughout the state performing at the highest level in every subject. Local schools on the list are Johnson and Sam Houston Elementaries in Bryan, and from College Station are Pebble Creek and Rock Prairie Elementaries and Cypress Grove Intermediate. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's still 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by no sponsor today. More news at 6:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Take one look around. You'll notice when it comes to eye care, everybody talks about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Just keep in mind one very important thing. Eye care is a lot like many other things in life. You get what you pay for. And I hope you think your eyes deserve the best, because they do. Your eyes are worth it. That's why I want you to let the professionals at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all your eye care needs. Doctors Kaufman, Perkins, and Wuthrich are here to meet your needs. Everything from exams to glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, remember, they offer 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. All your eye care needs and 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there's only one place, Texas Regional Eye Center. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. Go to TexasRegionalEye.com, TexasRegionalEye.com.
Do you know where you can find replacements for all the batteries and light bulbs you use in your home? Batteries Plus. The one store you've always trusted to have the battery you need also has the light bulbs you're looking for. So next time you need a battery for your cell phone or a plant light for your petunias, remember Batteries Plus is home to a huge selection of batteries and bulbs. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
The best place for batteries is now the best place for light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
It's celebration time at Caldwell Country. Honored is one of General Motors' 2010 Mark of Excellence Award winners. Caldwell Country selling new cars at celebration blowout prices. Come join the celebration for top increase in new car sales. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. Call 979-567-1500. Online at caldwellcountry.com.
613 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast for the first time. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north and west. We'll see whether or not it can trigger a thunderstorm. Partial sun for today, highs 90 to 95. There's the potential for an isolated afternoon storm. Partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Some sun for tomorrow, the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 70. Sunshine for Friday, temperatures on Friday are probably going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now that the SEC is a done deal, we'll start talking sports again. The Aggie football team getting ready to go to Arlington to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks in kind of an SEC preview. We'll talk about that. Volleyball tonight, the Baylor Bears are coming to Reed Arena 6:30 tonight to take on the Aggies. We'll talk about that. And today is the final day of the regular season of Major League Baseball, but there could be some ties that have to be settled tomorrow. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Just what everybody wants. Let's stretch out the Major League Baseball season a little.
little baseball, bit longer.
Right. Yes.
But hey, the Rangers are in the playoffs, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yes. And the Astros are having their going to finish their worst season ever today.
Well, if it was the NFL, we'd be talking about that. Having that first pick in the draft.
But, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, who are they going to take with that first pick? But, you know, the Major League Baseball draft comes around
April or something. Yeah.
Well, then they take somebody, you know, like, you know, Art O'Hanlon, you know, from, you know, Shelbyville High School in Illinois or something that nobody's ever heard of.
So, exactly.
Except for people that follow that stuff. Oh, man, you got to see this guy. He's got a 99 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah, that's right. I hear that kid is good.
Yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be awesome. Yeah, we've never heard that before about a Major League Baseball prospect.
Yeah, that's right. So. They say. I always wanted to see the they All-America team.
Yeah, who is the they?
That's got to be great.
Well, and who is the they that identifies them?
Exactly. Well, it's they, Chase. Yeah. You know, it's they, you know.
They who have probably never played a down of organized sports in their lives.
So not the them.
Not the them.
No, not
we,
the them.
We identified the them earlier this week.
All right.
This is the they.
The they.
Lyndon Washington, man's friend stung by a bee.
Combination of two great presidents.
Yeah,
right
but
there,
this is spelled slightly differently. It's Lynden.
Ah, gotcha.
So, and not to be confused with Lyndon, Texas, which is Linden.
Right.
This is in Lyndon, Washington. A man's friend was stung by a bee. So this man decided to get revenge on a mass scale. He went to the beehive, which was in a tree, and he doused it with gasoline. And then he set it on fire.
Yeah.
And the resulting fireball was apparently visible for hundreds of feet and was reported by a waitress at a local country club. Local fire officials said that while there was no damage, the correct way to do that is to call a beekeeper. It doesn't say in this story, but I would figure just going out on a limb, alcohol was involved.
You think so?
Yeah. Hold my beer and watch this.
Uh-huh.
I'll show those bees.
That's right.
Sting my buddy. We got a lot of info.
Mason. Either that or the waitress at the country club was sipping and was seeing things.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think I figured out what's been happening to all the bees. People killing them or stinging you.
Has there been a shortage of bees?
Well, didn't we not find them from about, 4 years ago? They were disappearing.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work, can't take care of the house, or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle, and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center. 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
619, News Talk 1620, WTA.
It's September the 28th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And not only that.
Tonight
at sunset begins Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year.
Very good.
So there you are.
Happy New Year. William Wyndham, the old actor, Murder, She Wrote, and Farmer's Daughter even before that. Remember that show?
No.
He played an artist who lived on a farm.
And did he have a daughter?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 88 years old today.
Does he remember? Does he remember that show?
Yeah. Probably not.
That's
I don't know. Yeah. Actress Brigitte Bardot. Brigitte Bardot is 77 years old today. From Silver Spoons, Joel Higgins was in that?
He was the dad.
Okay.
He was Rick Schroeder's dad.
Okay. Well, he's 68 years old today. Sylvia Kristel, who, she liked to take her clothes off a lot in movies. She played Emmanuel in all the Emmanuel movies.
Yeah. Boy, she did shuck the duds quite
a bit.
Yes,
she did. She didn't like her clothes on. She's 59.
Well, that just means Tom has seen them multiple times.
Well, I think I remember.
Yeah, he has to review movies. Right?
Come on. Hey, come on, it's my job.
Just crossed a bear.
Yeah. Actress, comedian Janine Garofalo is 47 years old. Big liberal chick.
Yeah.
She was in 24, though, the last season, and really wasn't bad in that, but, you know, hater politics, okay acting. Actress Mira Sorvino is 44 years old. Easy, boy. We gotta spray water on him every once in a while.
Yeah. I get a little carried away.
Yeah. Actress Naomi Watts turns up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. You gonna be okay in there?
I don't know, man. I was prepping for the show and I looked and I was like, wow, Mira Sorvino and Naomi Watts' birthdays are today. I don't. Whew.
Yeah. Well, man. Hillary Duff is next.
She just doesn't do anything.
Yeah. There you go. Well,
I love how.
I'm glad we were able to cool you down there.
I love how it says singer actress Hillary Duff. And really, I want to put in parentheses allegedly.
Ah. She was Lizzie McGuire, you know.
That's the name. I couldn't remember the name of the show. I kept wanting to say Clarissa, but I knew that wasn't right.
No. Nah.
She was between Clarissa Explains It All and iCarly on Nick. All right.
Oh, there you go.
So if you have kids that grew up with that, you know precisely who I'm talking about.
There you go.
Yeah.
24 years old she is. Moon Unit Zappa.
Oh, and we're at work.
Yeah, Moon Unit Zappa. She was Valley Girl, you know. She's 44 years old today.
Yeah, and Dad's song. Frank Zappa, of course, in his song Valley Girl, she did the voice of
stereotypical
Valley Girl.
One of my favorite
Girl.
Zappa songs.
Yes.
There you go. And one of the Jonas Brothers, the very youngest, Frankie. Little Frankie Jonas.
Little Frankie Jonas.
Is 11 years old today. Yeah, there you go.
Right up there with the cow sills.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's getting to be fewer and fewer cow sills.
Exactly. They're dropping like flies. But the Jonas Brothers are healthy as far as we know.
As far as we can tell, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
A couple that you missed. Oh. Jeffrey Jones, who played Principal Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ah.
And he got in some legal trouble not long ago for some pretty serious stuff. I want to say like some child pornography or something like that. But he's 65 today. Mm-hmm. And Ben E. King. Stand By Me, still one of the greatest songs ever. He is 73 today. The last time I saw him, could still pretty well belt it out. And let's see, it's also Native American Day. And, you know, since if you're born here, that pretty much makes you a Native American, although according to someone's definition, they would probably disagree with you.
Yep.
It's Strawberry Cream Pie Day. I don't know the last time I had a piece of strawberry cream pie, but if you're so inclined, you can celebrate
today's
today.
Today's the day. And go to Luby's. They're bound to have some.
Bound to.
Yeah.
Get there before four because otherwise it's going to be crowded.
Exactly.
And today's also Good Neighbor Day. So you could practice that. You could practice that as well by taking
being a good neighbor.
By taking a strawberry cream pie to your neighbor. Huh? That's what we call two birds, one stone, kids.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South. And watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
It will be the 68th time that the two will meet on the football field. Aggie fans, don't miss the Southwest Classic. A&M and Arkansas at Cowboy Stadium. It's October 1st. Tickets start at $85. Go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Texas A&M and Arkansas. Cowboy Stadium, October 1st.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact.
You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
1620 WTAW.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Here's Chris McDaniel from San Diego, and he ends up in a Ford ad after he buys a Ford F-150.
Chris, was it buying American important to you?
I wasn't going to buy another car that was bailed out by our government. I was going to buy from a manufacturer that's standing on their own, win, lose, or draw. That's what America's about, is taking the chance to succeed and understanding when you fail that you got to pick yourself up and go back to work. Ford is that company for me.
Now the question is, why would the White House pressure Ford to remove the ad? And did, in fact, they do it? We'll continue our investigation later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh, made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
626 News Talk, 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. We're back up to a high in the upper 90s today. That's a little bit of a surprise. We thought we would be maybe mid-90s by now. Still a slight chance of showers, and then lower 70s for a low tonight. It's very pleasant out there right now. It actually feels quite nice. Sunshine, hot again tomorrow, upper 90s, and then we're really hoping the cooling trend will start. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high in the lower 90s, and Friday night's low could be about 60. By the weekend, again, we're looking at possibly mid-80s for highs and upper 50s for lows, and that would actually feel like fall. 70 degrees right now at 627.
Walk into any supermarket and the first thing you see is fresh produce and fresh flowers, and it's all by design. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins, and we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
When you go shopping, have you noticed that some stores use shopping carts that are twice the size as the old ones? It's because when
the size of the shopping cart is double the size of what it normally would be, you are likely to buy 35% more because you put more stuff into it.
Martin Lindstrom, author of the book Brand Washed, says you may notice that some stores are designed to get you to move around the store counterclockwise. That's because
if you walk anti-clockwise throughout the retail store, you actually are buying up to 7% more. And you do that because it's easier to grab things with your right hand. So literally, you actually are buying more than you probably need.
When you go to a grocery store, you'll notice they do something called priming the customer. During your first moments in the store, you are almost always surrounded by fresh.
They are cutting fresh flowers at the entrance. You'll have a lot of vegetables and fresh food. And what it really does is to tell you at an unconscious level that everything in this retail is fresh, which is, there's nothing bad about that.
But you should know that it is being done by design. And you may be surprised to discover how strong brand loyalty is from one generation to the next.
If you take brands like Pepsi and Coke, the chances of you as a consumer drinking the same brand as what your dad was drinking is 97%.
Tomorrow, how stores use music and lighting to get you to buy. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M University's acceptance into the Southeastern Conference has already generated an economic development shot in the arm. Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski made a reference to new business activity last night during last night's city council meeting.
I think we had, what, half a dozen permits for new hotels today that came in because of this, but they'll be eating, shopping, and until they expand Kyle Field, not everyone's going to fit in Kyle Field. We've had sellout games the whole season. You know, they'll still be staying here. Maybe they'll decide to retire here, relocate here, maybe move their business here. But it is good exposure for Bryan College Station and for Aggieland here.
Council business included moving city elections to November, as was done over the summer by the Bryan School Board. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says keeping elections in May would have meant cutting a third of the voting locations and spending over $400,000 to equip the rest of the sites. The council also approved next year's property tax rate, which is the same for the 10th straight year, while raising electric rates 2% for Bryan residential customers. The College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says this won't solve the problems at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the immediate area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
As for expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for the design costs, while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means, among other things, moving from the second-largest football stadium in the conference to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of President Bowen Lofton.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying changes would start after the 2013 football season, Lofton gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A study from the Texas Transportation Institute at Texas A&M shows the average commute time is getting worse. Dr. Tim Lomax says the Dallas-Fort Worth area has some of the worst commute numbers in the nation.
For the average commuter in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it means 45 extra hours of travel every year and over $900 cost for that time and extra fuel that you burn from stop-and-go traffic.
Lomax says one solution would be business owners altering work schedules or having employees work from home.
It may be just that you could work from home for a couple hours in the morning. Say you're on your computer or your phone for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and then you drive into work or you get on the bus or the train.
The studies show Texans spend an average of 34 extra hours stuck in traffic a year. That's up 14 hours from 30 years ago. And that number is expected to grow by 3 hours annually over the next 4 years. The first lawsuit has been filed over the wildfires in Bastrop. Three people are suing Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative, accusing the utility of negligence and failing to trim the trees away from power lines.
A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over Labor Day weekend. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Officer Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility company for a terrible incident out of its control. In a related item, Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas says over half the homes lost to wildfires this year were around Bastrop.
I know Bastrop, we have a pretty good number, between 1,500 and 1,600, but across the state, Texas Forest Service is saying somewhere between 2,700 and 2,800 total homes lost.
Hanna also says total insured losses in Bastrop will total about $250 million. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news at 7 a.m. or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, and the team dealerships of Navasota. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
6:37, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever someone new moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be the early bird and get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, while it's still in control, but there is a frontal system draped off to our north and west. A few of us may see an isolated thunderstorm. Looks like we'll have some sun today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. There could be an isolated storm. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. We'll have sun during the day on Friday. Highs are probably going to reach 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Arkansas Razorbacks don't have Ryan Mallett anymore at quarterback, but they still got a mighty good offense, says defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter. We'll hear him talk about that. We'll also talk about Major League Baseball as they finish their regular season today. And a couple of ties for wild card races still going on. Got that and more coming up in sports.
And I was trying to load this. I'm having issues in here. My computer's not wanting to work.
Oh, please whine.
Yeah.
Make me feel at home.
That's right. Yeah. I'm fascinated by these Wall Street protesters. All right. Because, you know, they're saying that, you know, they're going to keep protesting. What exactly are they protesting? Does anybody know?
What are they protesting?
Do they even know?
What are they protesting against? Not enough parking places on Wall Street, or what is it?
That's just it. I mean, is it, you know, what the devil is it all about? But they're protesting Wall Street, and so Michael Moore has had to show up, and then Susan Sarandon had to show up, and so now all the Hollywood types are having to go out there and make their presence felt. So Michael Moore waddled out there and made sure that everyone saw him.
That's
and that,
right.
He got in front of the cameras with his
sweaty hair under his baseball cap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, would it kill you to at least try to clean up your appearance a little bit? Good grief.
Yeah, you know, like have a salad, man. You know,
well,
yeah.
And I'm not even talking about that. Okay, I'm talking about just wear something that looks like you didn't pull it off your mom's floor in your room that you haven't cleaned in 38 years. just a suggestion.
Well, maybe you have him pegged.
Maybe so. Who knows? Interestingly enough, Chris Christie once again says, "I really, 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 really am not running for president." But, gosh, the speeches he's giving and the places he's giving them sure would almost beg to differ otherwise.
Yeah.
He was at the Reagan Library last night. Capacity crowd, about 900 people. And he told the crowd, to look at the website politico.com because they have pieced together a long string of video clips saying he's not a candidate for the White House. But later said he was flattered by suggestions that he should run in 2012, but added, quote, "that reason has to reside inside me," end quote. Nancy Reagan was in attendance, and he lashed out at Congress. I mean, he sounded like a presidential candidate. So, and this is a direct quote from his speech yesterday, quote, "We watch a Congress at war with itself because they are unwilling to leave campaign-style politics at the Capitol's door. The result is a debt ceiling limitation debate that made our democracy appear as if we could no longer effectively govern ourselves," end quote. That does not sound like the governor of a single state. That sounds like a man who is running for much higher office. So,
well, when I look at Chris Christie. Yeah. And again, this don't mean to be offensive or anything like that, but it's the truth. I do not recall a presidential even candidate, at least in my lifetime, who has been physically appearing as unfit as he does.
Well,
he's a large, large man.
Well, and you bring up a good point, as disturbing as it is.
Well, it's a point that says, are people going to vote for a person who, seems to be that unhealthy?
Right.
He's obese is what he is. If you see him, he's an obese man. And, whether he would address that if he got seriously into the race, who knows? So.
Well, it would make for, and it would make for an easy target.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
For
the opposition. That would be because the shallow nature of politics, excuse me, the shallow nature of political commentary and the shallow nature of the American electorate, would make him an easy target. I'm not going to vote for that fat guy.
Yeah. With McCain, because of his age and people talked, could he serve, a term or two terms at his age?
Oh, yeah, because the Republicans have never rolled out a doddering old white man to run for president
right.
before.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Dole. I didn't see you standing there.
Yeah.
I mean, with no disrespect to Bob Dole and his service to our country or anything like that, don't go off the deep end of my commentary. But at the same time, was he the best there was in 1996?
Well,
I know what you mean by saying he sounds presidential the way he's speaking, and I get that, but he doesn't sound like any modern president I've seen, and that's actually why I like him. I've had people...
He resonates.
I've been chastised for saying, people say, I know what you believe, Patrick, but Chris Christie's not that guy. He's not that guy you are, and I know that. But the thing is, Chris Christie says what he believes, and I believe that he believes what he says. And I think that's what resonates with me, because even where I disagree with him, he's at least told me what I need to disagree with, and he's not saying it just for my benefit.
Nope. And the reason why it could be cause for alarm with the Republicans now is because a new Zogby poll is out, and this is kind of surprising.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, did you see it?
Herman Cain?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. I like that guy, too.
Herman Cain is the top choice of 28% of poll respondents. That is hardly a resounding endorsement by Republican voters. But it's a Zogby poll that came out that shows Herman Cain is at the top of the Republican field at 28%. Rick Perry has fallen to 18%.
Hmm.
This is a precipitous fall. It really is. And it has a lot to do with his performance in Orlando last week. We talked yesterday about how some people are already starting to write the obit for the Rick Perry presidential campaign. How quickly have we gone from run, Rick, run to this, to here we are. Now people are pronouncing the Perry campaign almost DOA. And that's hyperbolic. I mean, it's not that that's not where we are. But Romney's at 17%, and if you're the Romney camp, I don't, you know, that can't make you feel good either, that you're at 17%, 1% behind, 1 point behind Rick Perry, but you're 11 points behind Herman Cain. Ron Paul's at 11%, and that's pretty much where he has stayed. Here's the interesting thing, and Patrick, I don't know if you caught this or not. The poll was conducted after the debate in Orlando, but it was before Herman Cain won the Florida straw poll.
Oh, interesting. No, that does make a difference in my mind.
So somewhere in between, you have Herman. You it would lead you to believe that if this poll was done after he had won the straw poll, that perhaps that percentage would be even higher, because people are influenced by results of different polls and things that they see in the news. And if they see that, they say, oh, well, gosh, if he resonates with the people of Florida, then that must be the guy I need to vote for. Yes, I like this Herman Cain guy because that's what somebody tells me. That's who somebody tells me I need to vote for. Now, that's voting for someone for all the wrong reasons, and don't do that. Do your own research. And I know. Oh, but I'm busy because Dancing with the Stars was on last night. But this is serious business here. I mean, if you actually do care about the direction of the nation, you will take just a second to at least try to educate yourself a bit. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, you may step aside over here. She's at 4%.
Oh, good.
She is just below John Huntsman. And, the reason I think you're seeing this push for people to get Chris Christie to run is... And it makes you wonder, is it because Chris Christie resonates? Is it because people actually agree with him? Or is it perhaps a sign of some degree of desperation?
Oh, I think that is, because even Chris Christie himself said that he lambasted the current Republican field and just said, I think people are asking me to run because they don't like what they see, and frankly, I don't either.
Yeah, it's not that, and the last thing the Republicans can afford to have is that when they search for the one and only in 2012, that they don't get the one, they just have the only. You don't want someone who's just he is the least offensive of the people we could find that were interested in running for president. The concerns about Herman Cain, it's not to say that what he say doesn't make sense, what he says doesn't make sense, because it absolutely does. But Herman Cain is he's polarizing, but the one thing that would make if Herman Cain wins the nomination, the one thing that would make it extremely fascinating is, do you know, you realize what is then neutralized in 2012,
yes,
and that's the race card.
Mm-hmm.
The race card is neutralized at that point. Neither side can play it, and that would be refreshing, quite frankly, because we played the clip earlier this week from Morgan Freeman, who immediately said, because the Tea Party wanted Obama out, the only reason they wanted him out was because he was a black president, and I could not disagree with that anymore. If the economy was good, if things were good, if people were optimistic about the future of this country, and there was still this resounding, we have to get this man out of office, okay, you know what? I would be inclined to agree with you at that point, that it is racism. But you know what? No one feels good about the future of this country right now. His approval rating is now, according to this Zogby poll, at 42%. Now, that's a little bit better of 39% back in September, earlier this month. But his approval numbers are holding fairly steady, but his disapproval is bouncing around a little bit. He was at 57% disapproval. He was at 61% earlier. And perhaps, there's any number of things. You know, we'd have to know the methodology about that, and, there are different other things, and it just depends on how you want to take polls into question. But, and we'll just remind you, we still have a long way to go, but... It is fascinating to me how this is playing out, and once again, if nothing else, what is fascinating to me is that this Republican campaign is overall, it's moving at light speed compared to what we saw even in 2008. I think, anyway, that's my perception of it. 2004, 2000 was a different ball of wax. That was the last time we had a president that could not run. 2008 was the last time we had a president that could not run for re-election.
Mm-hmm. Or vice president.
Just a president.
Yeah, just a president. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. 2008, we had, no incumbent. Right?
But 2000, we had it before that. Mm-hmm. But the influence of these instant polls, Twitter, Facebook, that was not felt in 2000. It was felt in 2008, but now it just seems like it is a constant presence in 2012. And you have the pictures of people are going after Perry gangbusters, and again, his poll numbers are starting to reflect that. Hello,
Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's hang on. This is Chase. I'll be right with you just a second. It's 6:48 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important: his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at TXTraders.com.
Good morning. This is Neil Sperry. I'll have today's Plant Talk Texas following this message from our longtime friends at Producers Garden Center.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 1st, it's Utilizing Color in the Landscape, featuring horticulture expert Doug Welsh. It's all about color this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We've talked here before about how hard it is to find good plants that will do very well in really shady spots. Let's get really specific for a second and talk about the very best vines and ground covers for dark corners. We'll do that right after this message. It's time for the annual pre-production offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 70,000 characters, more than 70,000 keystrokes. My 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I always save my best photos for the calendar. We are now in full production of the calendar. Everything is in the hands of the artist. It's about to go to the printer, and when it does, the price will go up. Save 38% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America, and every word of it written just for your Texas landscape and garden. Total price, just $36.95. That's for the calendar, all of that information, and the magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before the price goes up. There are two good vines for shady locations. Each will do well given just a couple of hours of direct sunlight daily. Carolina jessamine is native to East Texas. It's the only good flowering vine for shady spots, really shady spots. Its bright yellow flowers are highly fragrant. They come in early spring. Its foliage is evergreen, glossy, and attractive. Now, if you're looking for a bold and evergreen vine for the shade, English ivy is the one. Its leaves are intensely dark green. It climbs by fixing itself to buildings and tree trunks. It's reliably winter hardy in Texas. It's a winter English ivy. Oh, and by the way, you might also consider crossvine as a flowering vine for the shade. It really does well if it gets a little bit of sunlight, however. As for ground cover, since their beds often wrap around other plantings, they often must go from shade into the sun. Almost all of these ground covers I'm going to mention are well suited to lighting extremes. Mondo grass or monkey grass is a short grass-like ground cover. It grows to 6 to 8 inches tall. It's dark and evergreen. It spreads vigorously. You'll want an enclosing border to keep it within your boundaries so it doesn't get out into the lawn. Now, it will burn if it's exposed to full sunlight, especially along pavement. Growing to 12 to 16 inches, liriope is the big brother to mondo grass. It's available in several different varieties, including both green and variegated foliage. Most of the types of liriope produce light orchid spikes of flowers in the summer. It's more confined than mondo grass. It makes an excellent border plant. Ajuga must have the shade. There are several varieties commonly available, most producing colorful spikes of intense cobalt blue in early spring. I like just standard old green ajuga with the beautiful blue flowers, but remember, it does die out with disease issues, so use it sparingly. Nothing looks better in early spring than a bed of Vinca Major, full of new growth. However, nothing looks worse than a bed of Vinca Major in the late summer when the leaf rollers have devoured the foliage. You want to apply a systemic insecticide to prevent their damage and try to do it about a month before the time that you normally would see their damage. As for color in the shade, caladiums are great. Though grown mainly for their colorful foliage, these are proven winners for the shade. They're available in a lot of different colors and styles. Every year we see more of them. No flower performs any more magnificently in the shade than wax begonias. Other good shade flowers, flowering tobacco, lobelia, coleus impatiens, and salvias. I'm Neil Sperry. Options for fencing will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? No way! Registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading has begun at Central Baptist Church and is open to boys and girls in the first through the sixth grade. The Upward program recognizes that every child is a winner. Evaluations are October 20th and 22nd, and practices begin the week of November 28th. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. Games begin January 7th. For more information and registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9977.
It's celebration time at Caldwell Country. Honored as one of General Motors' 2010 Mark of Excellence Award winners, Caldwell Country selling new cars at celebration blowout prices. Come join the celebration for top increase in new car sales. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. Call 979-567-1500. Online at caldwellcountry.com.
This is 1620 WTAW.
And time for sports. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. In this Southwest Classic football game between A&M and Arkansas, the Aggies are 0-2 so far at Cowboy Stadium. And this Saturday, the Razorbacks will have somewhat of a different offensive look. Now without their quarterback, Ryan Mallett, Tyler Wilson is the new guy, and A&M defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter says he's a different kind of quarterback, but still a good one.
The scheme is similar. They're doing a little bit more movement in the pocket with him. He's a little bit more athletic. He will scramble to run the football much more than Mallett, who kind of scrambled to throw the football down the field. He'll do both, but you'll see a little bit more of a running situation with him. They're also bringing 17 in to run a little bit of option game with him. So in that sense, they're running a little bit of different scheme stuff, but it's still very, very multiple personnel groupings, run and then to set up play action pass and take their deep shots and then getting four wides and spread you out.
Aggies and Arkansas will kick off a little bit after 11 o'clock on Saturday from Cowboy Stadium. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 10 a.m. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive and A&M President Bowen Lofton continued their media availability yesterday through a teleconference. Not a lot new came from it, but Slive did say that he was suggesting to the SEC transition team that they look into the possibility of a season opening or early first SEC game for the Aggies at Kyle Field against a marquee opponent. Slive said he didn't want to get ahead of the transition team's work, but that a grand event like that would be a lot of fun. He also said that BCS Director Bill Hancock is looking into the possibility of lifting the rule of no more than two conference schools in a BCS bowl game. That could be big for any SEC team like A&M, where, say, a 10-2 record could still be the third best. Now that the Aggies are for sure and positively headed to the SEC, the focus can be on this final season in the Big 12, when all A&M sports would like nothing better than to win championships, and opponents would like nothing better than to send the Aggies off in defeat. Tonight, the Baylor Bears will get that chance on the volleyball court at Reed Arena when they face off at 6:30 with the Aggies. The Aggies dropped their conference opener at Missouri in four sets last Saturday, just their third loss of the year. Baylor's 0-2 in Big 12 play. High school football gets an early start this week for the A&M Consolidated Tigers as they head to Killeen's Leo Buckley Stadium tomorrow night to meet Ellison at 7 o'clock. The Tigers are coming off the exciting come-from-behind win over Temple last week that gave Coach David Raffield his first win as the Tigers' coach. Ellison is coming off a 56-7 whipping by the Bryan Vikings. Bryan will follow Consol to Leo Buckley Stadium on Friday night when they meet Shoemaker. The Rudder Rangers continue District 16 4A play Friday at Merrill Green Stadium when they host Bastrop. St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves are dead even for the National League wild card right now, 3 weeks after the Braves led the Redbirds by 8.5 games.
Tuesday night was a comeback within a comeback for the Cards as they spotted Houston an early 5-0 lead before beating the Astros 13-6. The Braves suffered their fourth straight loss in 8th and 11 games when Philadelphia beat them 7-1. Over in the American League, Tampa Bay and Boston remain tied for that wild card lead now with one game left in the regular season. The Rays beat the Yankees 5-3. The Red Sox beat Baltimore 8-7. And the Rangers won again over the LA Angels 8-2 on the coast last night. Of course, Rangers are headed for the playoffs as the AL West champs. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:59. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Music director Marcello Busicchi conducts the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 30th anniversary season. Our landmark season kicks off October 9th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater with the 30th celebration concert featuring Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Season highlights include Mendelssohn's masterpiece, Elijah, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Piano Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev, and music from the Americas and beyond. Visit www.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm just a kid from Jersey.
That some Republicans keep trying to draft a run for president, but Governor Chris Christie still is not a candidate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, despite this heartfelt plea,
we need you. Your country needs you.
Christie says the answer is still no, without actually using the word no. At the Reagan Library last night, he talked about what it really takes to run.
That heartfelt message you gave me is also not a reason for me to do it. That reason has to reside inside me.
And according to people who were there, Christie told a group of big-money Southern California Republican donors at a lunch on Tuesday he is not running for president. Dave?
Rich, President Obama will court the Hispanic vote today in an Internet Q&A session. Then he'll speak at a Washington high school and address students around the country will watch. It's now 13, maybe 16 deaths linked to contaminated cantaloupe.
It's a bacteria that typically contaminates things like cheeses and raw meats. And this is actually the first time that cantaloupes have been implicated in a listeria outbreak.
He is representing an Oklahoma man who died suing. He's suing the Colorado farm blamed as the source of the deadliest food outbreak in the U.S. in more than a decade. It took 41 years, but a murderer who escaped from prison in New Jersey has been captured in Portugal. George Wright also infamously hijacked a Delta flight in 1972 and after a ransom payout was able to fly to Algeria and remain free. Who killed five people in two houses in rural Indiana? That's still a mystery.
The person or persons responsible for this crime was not among the deceased.
State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden. The bodies were found on Sunday after a four-year-old girl was found wandering alone on a road. And a senior Libyan official says the military believes it knows where Gaddafi is hiding. The spokesman says the ousted leader may be in the southern desert, possibly a vast area near the Algerian border. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Murphy looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get two bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you they have lots of ways to save you money. And if in the new year you're going to be building, then believe me, Intercon has lots of solutions for you. You know, when you're getting ready to build, you have specialists who you deal with for wall color or for floor covering or for roofing or outside the kind of brick that you want. Well, Intercon can help you when it comes to finding the exact window for you. They carry Crestmark vinyl and aluminum windows that exceed all codes, have a 20-year limited warranty on glass failure. They also carry the CertainTeed vinyl windows, one of the really elite windows available with a complete range of styles, a limited lifetime warranty that includes glass failure. So mainly, if you want to look at windows, Intercon can answer lots of questions for you. But also, if you have existing windows, repairing those windows could be something that needs to be done to bring them up to energy efficiency. Intercon can help you with that as well. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let them talk to you about ways that you can save money with quality windows from Intercon.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases the new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash-out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:06, 70 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The new Bryan City budget year is ready to start on Saturday. The city council, minus Mike Sutherland, who continues to recover from heart surgery, unanimously approved holding the tax rate a 10th consecutive year. Residential electric rates charged by BTU will increase 2%. Final action was also taken to move city elections to November, keep council terms at 3 years, and extend present council terms by 6 months by skipping next May's election. City Secretary Marie Lynn Strata says the city saves in two ways.
It would still run us around $445,000 to buy, and that would be reducing our polling places by a third.
Correction, that's Mary Lynn Strata. And Strata learned nonpartisan elections and issues could be placed at the top of the ballot.
We have verified with the Secretary of State that there is no law that would require us to be on the bottom of the ballot. If the county was willing to put the nonpartisan races at the top of the ballot, we could be there.
Earlier this summer, similar action was taken by the Bryan School Board. The changes were necessitated by changes in the federal and state law. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means, among other things, moving from the second largest football stadium in the conference to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of President Bowen Lofton.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M, and also at the system level, to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that, to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying changes would start after the 2013 football season, Lofton gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A new study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M suggests not enough is being done to ensure the nation's transportation system will be able to keep up with job growth when the economy does return. Dr. Tim Lomax says more needs to be done on infrastructure.
We got way too many people trying to get to work on a system that just wasn't built to handle them. We need more roads, we need more buses, more trains.
Lomax says now is the time to make the additional investment.
Now is really a good time to invest in roads and bridges and buses and trains. I think the construction costs are low. That could actually put some people back to work as well as give us a chance to have lower traffic congestion out into the future.
When the economy recovers, according to the study, the average commute is expected to grow by 3 hours annually. The College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman said this won't solve problems at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the median area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
As for expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for the design costs while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. The numbers keep rising from this month's wildfires in Bastrop. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas has the latest price tag.
We're now able to put a pretty good number on the insured losses of the Bastrop fire, $250 million, making it the costliest wildfire in Texas history.
And in a related story, three Bastrop victims are the first to file a lawsuit related to the wildfires. The lawsuit accuses Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative of negligence in failing to trim trees away from power lines. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Officer Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility for a terrible incident out of its control. A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over Labor Day weekend. Five schools in our Twin Cities have been recognized by the Texas Business and Education Coalition. The honor roll designation went to fewer than 4% of the 8,000 public schools throughout the state, performing at the highest level in every subject. Local schools on the list are Johnson and Sam Houston Elementaries and Bryan, and from College Station are Pebble Creek and Rock Prairie Elementaries and Cypress Grove Intermediate. WTAW News Time is 7:11, still 70 degrees outside. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwerneman Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
The summer heat is still here. Now the political races are heating up. As one famous politician said about our governor entering the race, he's a good-looking rascal. While the pros at Sonny's Barbershop may not be able to make you a good-looking rascal, when you get out of the chair, you and your hair will be good-looking. Stop by Sonny's today and get that good-looking rascal style. And tell your friends they can get that look at Sonny's, of course. Sonny's on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Music director Marcello Busicchi conducts the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 30th anniversary season. Our landmark season kicks off October 9th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater with the 30th celebration concert featuring Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Season highlights include Mendelssohn's masterpiece, Elijah, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Piano Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev, and music from the Americas and beyond. Visit www.bbso.org.
At Batteries Plus, we wanted to come up with just the right combination. Batteries Plus ham. Batteries Plus wigs? No. Then we realized, what better combination than Batteries Plus light bulbs? Batteries for your car, laptop, cell phone, plus light bulbs for appliances, track lighting, and a whole lot more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
The best place for batteries is now the best place for light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
714 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north and west. We'll see whether or not it can trigger a thunderstorm. Partial sun for today, highs 90 to 95. There's the potential for an isolated afternoon storm. Partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Some sun for tomorrow, the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 70. Sunshine for Friday, temperatures on Friday are probably going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got a volleyball game tonight at Reed Arena. The Aggies and those Baylor Bears are going to be get after it at about 6:30. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the DeSoto connection, as it's, even with Von Miller gone, it's still alive and well at Texas A&M. We'll visit with Garrick Williams about that. All that and more coming up in sports.
According to a new study, it's a new study.
Ah.
And, you know, we were talking politics last hour in the poll from Zogby, and had a caller call up and, you know, was asking about the methodology. And I said, you know, that's a question you always have to ask is, you know, who are they asking? Where are they asking? What time are they calling? Things of that nature. This is a new study finds that women are significantly more likely to use online social networks like Facebook or Twitter to communicate with friends, family, and coworkers. Study shows 68% of women use social media to stay in touch with friends as opposed to 54% of men. Study showed that men like talking on the phone and texting more than women, but the difference was small. 73% of women use the phone to stay in touch and friends, whereas 75% of men do. And a man who says he likes to talk on the phone, wrong.
No.
How many men enjoy talking
on
the phone?
I was scratching my head over that one. I don't know.
That does not resonate with me at all. I mean,
yeah.
And I realize, you know, that
I'm sure there's men out there that do, but,
right.
But I don't know. I think it is a man thing. They can't just linger on the phone.
No.
Nope.
Talking
no.
about, you know, if you're on the phone, yes, you know, get to the point, get her done. Good. See you later. Bye.
I think the goal for most men, as soon as you get them on the phone, is to get off the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a rude thing. It's
no.
nothing like that. It's just that, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just a gender thing.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Yeah.
No, you hang up.
Yeah. You never hear men saying that to each other.
Those days are so far in my rear view. I don't mind saying this. I mean, and you know, my wife just kind of shakes her head at the whole idea. She'll call me about something, or I'll call her, and if there is about a 2 to 3 second lull in the conversation, we'll get that. All right, I got to run.
And you don't really got to run.
No,
but
obviously.
I got to not be on this phone anymore.
Well,
that's it. I got to quit talking now.
If someone with whom I've shared the last almost 11 years of my life, you know, and I have a 3 second lull in the conversation over an electronic device, that tells me that whatever was going to be said can probably wait until later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So.
And, you know, but they'll talk to a friend, you know, that they don't see every day, or even a friend that they do see every day. But they'll, you know, they'll just talk. About things.
Wait, what are you doing? I'm in the grocery store.
Well, anyway. But that's okay.
Hey, we told you yesterday about Saudi women, women in Saudi Arabia being, uh-oh. I was wondering if the phones were
going to
end up.
Yeah, I figured it was just probably something I said. Hello?
So, what are you doing right now?
I love our listeners.
Hello?
Morning.
Morning.
And then on the phone, there's the other end of the spectrum. You can't get them to shut up.
Okay. Let's get on to Saudi women.
I hope your wife wasn't listening, sir.
Or doesn't recognize your voice.
No. Anytime you say something like that, she recognizes your voice. Unless he was disguising his voice, and it really didn't sound
like
a man who was trying to disguise the sound of his voice.
That caller may be getting, his cell phone may be ringing
right
now.
He may have gotten other men in trouble with that if they just took that.
That little cute little picture of his wife that shows up when she calls.
Caller ID.
Yeah.
And he hits the button, ignore. Hello?
I just called to say goodbye.
See, this reinforces what I said.
And Chase, they've all been men. How long have those conversations lasted?
About an average of 1.7 seconds.
And they said everything they needed to say. They didn't even say bye.
No. Well, except the guy who said he called just to say
bye. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's right.
So yeah, we've got that going for us, which is nice. So now, we told you yesterday about women in Saudi Arabia finally getting the chance to vote after all of these years. Now, they can't drive to get there because it's still against the law to drive. Mm-hmm. In fact, a Saudi woman will get 10 lashes for the crime of DWF. Yes, that's driving while female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woman has appealed the decision, says a group fighting for women's rights to women's right to drive in the country. To protest the law, more women have been taking to the road recently. So keep that in mind in the forward-thinking places of the world like Saudi Arabia, that yes, you can vote, no, you cannot drive. Good luck reconciling the two.
Yes.
Sick of spilling hot coffee on a white shirt and not paying an exorbitant amount of money for it? Well, you're in luck.
Oh, what? Why,
because
why?
Starbucks, Nordstrom, and designer Alexander Wang.
What, they got a dry cleaning service now?
You think.
Yeah.
They're teaming up to sell you an $85 t-shirt complete with a fake Starbucks stain.
Oh, I see.
You want to talk about casting your pearls before swine. His creation is one of a handful of high-fashion meets chain store coffee designs crafted to mark Starbucks' 40th anniversary. People will actually buy this.
Well, they'll buy blue jeans with holes in the knees. You know.
For half the price, I'll just throw coffee on whoever walks in and hands me the money.
And a quarter of the, and a half of that, it'll be hot coffee if I can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want a coffee stain?
Yeah. Won't pay your lawyer bill if you want to sue me, though.
Yeah. No.
No, huh?
So yeah, I mean, that's all. I'm literally scratching my head in here. I mean, it's just, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. $85. And again, someone will buy this. Someone will make this purchase. Some hipster doofus walking around with their empty glasses that don't have lenses in them, their skinny jeans, and, oh, I got it for the irony. Hello?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, it seems like $35 they could make white coffee.
Yeah, it's called caffeine infused milk.
That's right. Yeah, or they could sell you latte colored shirts. You know.
Yeah, like but see, then you don't have the stain.
Nah, yeah.
If you have latte colored shirts, I mean that's too easy. That's just thinking way too easily, right there.
But if you buy the shirt, do you admit to have? I mean, do you tell people it's a fake stain? Or, oh yeah, man, sorry, I just stole a little coffee.
No, that's what I'm saying. I bought it for the irony. Yeah, you know. Right. Oh, so you could have gone to, I don't know, Walmart and bought a 6-pack of plain white t-shirts, gone home and poured coffee on that shirt, and you'd have been out, if you made the coffee at home, let's say you're out $10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you could have done that 8 times maybe, and you could have had a stained t-shirt for every day of the week, but no, you had to go out and pay $85 for a pre-stained t-shirt. You know, where were the people? You remember what, about 20 years ago, was it Era? They would do the Era detergent, and they would show people just by rubbing the clothes together with the Era detergent, it would take the grass stains and all the other stains out right there.
Right.
I mean, now we're working in the opposite direction. Now you can just get pre-stained clothes. Really? And again, This is appealing directly to the hipster crowd, because after all, why not go ahead and boost that credit card debt a little bit more and buy that $85 t-shirt you don't really need? Hello.
Hello. Hey, I can just see the dry cleaners now trying to get that stain out.
Yeah. Sir, we tried and tried. It wouldn't come out.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 Silverado from Team Chevy for $18,318. Or get a 2011 Chevy Aveo that gets 36 miles per gallon for
$10,988. Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
This is Jim Swayze, just back from Half Price Books. You know, just when I think my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. But the folks at Half Price Books told me that this was Banned Books Awareness Week. Who knew? Huck Finn, the Twilight series, even the Bible have all been challenged by some group at one time or another. Well, darn if I hadn't read most of them. And my wild wife, Jenny, she's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. Our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but there's some people out there who just aren't wild about Harry. And The Joy of Sex was banned in 1972, the year Half Price Books first opened their doors, thus creating the term book lovers. We'll never stop reading these or shopping Half Price Books. So hurry in and be a way out radical too. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Could see some showers and thunderstorms in the area. We've kind of seen that the last couple of nights. Got more rainfall in certain areas of the Brazos Valley last night. Certainly down in Washington County, they got some pretty significant rainfall. 98 for a high today, though, and that heating, though, will contribute to the formation of more showers and thunderstorms later on during the evening hours. Still only a 20% chance tonight, though, with a low in the lower 70s. Sunshine hot again tomorrow with a high of about 78, and again 70 for a low tomorrow night and a 20% chance of showers. Now, the difference between Thursday and Friday, pretty significant, certainly in the evening hours, dropping to the low 90s for highs, but the low temperatures, we could drop as much as 10 degrees from Thursday night to Friday night, from 70 all the way down to 60. And obviously, since we're so acclimated to extremely hot weather, it might even feel like jacket weather if you're headed out to your favorite high school football game tomorrow night. And really, right now, it is looking like an absolutely gorgeous weekend. No football games. I know a lot of nonprofits have activities going on, lots of community events going on, and it looks like the weather will be perfect for that. Sunshine with a high in the mid-80s on Saturday. 71 degrees right now at 725. The Rush update's coming up.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
Former Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren, who headed up Obama's consumer oversight panel for TARP, is now running against Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. Last week, I played an anti-capitalist rant of hers. Went viral. First, Warren insisted that demands to raise taxes on the rich are not class warfare. Then she said, there's nobody in this country who got rich on their own. Nobody. She went on to claim that every financial achievement by every business, every person, no exceptions, is only possible thanks to government, and therefore the ungrateful rich ought to be taxed more. Pro-Warren liberals were happy as pigs in mud because she said aloud what they all think. But now the Washington Post reports on worries that Warren may have crossed the line. After all, Massachusetts is one of America's wealthiest states. 6% of the residents there are millionaires. Lots of hedge funds up there. She's running for the Kennedy seat, where wealth was never questioned. Scott Brown consultant says that Warren sounds like she wants to lead a proletarian revolution and that her radical views fall flat in the real world. According to the Washington Post, the fiery rhetoric in the video suggested Warren could prove too liberal for even Massachusetts. Well, that remains to be seen. One thing is sure. When liberals stop hiding what they believe, that government's their alpha and omega, it becomes clear who and what their enemies are. Capitalism, freedom, prosperity, and most of all, the American way of life. That is an enemy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh. Made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Why do more families trust UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Experience. Since 1978, the board-certified pediatricians of UPA have cared for over 50,000 children. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Readers' Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with 3 Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. To learn more about UPA, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us. Launch and load at RadioAguiland.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 70 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M University's acceptance into the Southeastern Conference has already generated an economic development shot in the arm. Brian Mayor Jason Byinski made a reference to the new business activity during last night's council meeting.
I think we had, what, half a dozen permits for new hotels today that came in because of this, but they'll be eating, shopping, and until they expand Kyle Field, not everyone's going to fit in Kyle Field. We've had sellout games the whole season. You know, they'll still be staying here. Maybe they'll decide to retire here, relocate here, maybe move their business here, but it is good exposure for Bryan, College Station, and for Aggieland here.
Council business included moving city elections to November, as was done over the summer by the Bryan School Board. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says keeping elections in May would have meant cutting a third of the voting locations and spending over $400,000 to equip the rest of the sites. The council also approved next year's property tax rate, which is the same for the 10th straight year, while raising electric rates 2% for Bryan residential customers. The College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman said this won't solve problems at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the median area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
As for expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for the design costs, while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means a lot of things, and among other things, moving from the second-largest football stadium to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of President Bowen Lofton.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, Wynn Athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying the changes would start after the 2013 football season, Lofton gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M shows the average commute time is getting worse. Dr. Tim Lomax says the Dallas-Fort Worth area has some of the worst commute numbers in the nation.
For the average commuter in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it means 45 extra hours of travel every year and over $900 cost for that time and extra fuel that you burn from stop-and-go traffic.
Lomax says one solution would be business owners altering work schedules or having employees work from home.
It may be just that you could work from home for a couple hours in the morning. Say you're on your computer or your phone for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and then you drive into work or you get on the bus or the train.
The study shows Texans spend an average of 34 extra hours stuck in traffic a year. That's up from 14 hours 30 years ago, and that number is expected to grow by 3 hours over the next 4 years. The first lawsuit has been filed over the wildfires in Bastrop. Three people are suing Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative, accusing the utility of negligence in failing to trim the trees away from power lines. A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over Labor Day weekend. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Officer Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility for a terrible incident out of its control.
I know Bastrop, we have a pretty good number between 1,500 and 1,600.
Sorry, in a related item, Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas says over half the homes lost to wildfire this year were around Bastrop.
I know Bastrop, we have a pretty good number between 1,500 and 1,600, but across the state, the Texas Forest Service is saying somewhere between 2,700 and 2,800 total homes lost.
Hanna also says total insured losses in Bastrop will total about $250 million. Five local public schools are on this year's honor roll list by the Texas Business and Education Coalition. Recognition is going to College Station's Cypress Grove Intermediate and Rock Prairie and Pebble Creek Elementary Schools, and from Bryan, Sam Houston and Johnson Elementaries. They are among 234 campuses performing at the state's highest level in every subject. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 71 degrees now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group. Come in for a huge selection and huge discounts. Come into Sterling and get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on Yukon, Acadia, and Sierra. The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Makes it easy. Think your child ever gets enough sports? No way. Registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading has begun at Central Baptist Church and is open to boys and girls in the first through the sixth grade. The Upward program recognizes that every child is a winner. Evaluations are October 20th and 22nd, and practices begin the week of November 28th. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. Games begin January 7th. For more information and registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9977.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. $99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
737 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the pros at United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Call them at 268-ROOF.
High pressure, well, it's still in control, but there is a frontal system draped off to our north and west. A few of us may see an isolated thunderstorm. Looks like we'll have some sun today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. There could be an isolated storm. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. We'll have sun during the day on Friday. Highs are probably going to reach 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
We'll talk about a quick preview of high school football because it gets an early start tomorrow night when Consol goes to Killeen to take on Ellison. We'll talk about the Rangers and the Vikings, too, as they continue district play. That and the Aggies talking about the DeSoto connection. Three starters come from DeSoto this year. That and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, I got to watch at least one of them play in high school. That was Cyrus Gray.
Cyrus Gray?
Got to watch Von Miller play in high school as well. And he was He was beastly then, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So,
how about Garrick Williams or Tony Girardetti?
Tony Girardetti, yes. Yeah. Garrick Williams, I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, those three guys.
Yeah.
Brian did a home and home with DeSoto, going up there and
right.
then playing down here. And, when Brian went up there.
Yeah.
That was, Von Miller just dominated. I mean,
yeah.
the game. DeSoto won 10-3. Cyrus Gray ran a long touchdown. And that was how DeSoto won the game. And then Brian beat him at home the next year with Cyrus Gray, quarterback, no less.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you know, it's been fun. I've literally been watching
right.
Cyrus Gray play football for I guess about 6 years now, and it's been fun to watch him grow and
yeah.
certainly wish
well,
him
now,
well.
Garrick Williams was a quarterback.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a quarterback in high school. But I don't know. But he's a junior.
I think
maybe you missed him.
No, David Campbell could probably straighten me out on
okay.
that for sure. But he's an even better football historian. Been fun to watch that.
Right.
You know, sometimes some of the greatest or most interesting things are found by or discovered by accident.
Sure.
So now we have seven items that were discovered by accident.
Okay.
Seven items that perhaps you use every day or often. I bet one of them you use. I would wager that that one of these items you use almost every day. And it's a pretty well-known story of by accident. It was in 1945. An engineer working for Raytheon discovered that a candy bar in his pocket melted while he was working with a magnetron device that was used in military radar systems.
Yeah.
Realized that the radiation was cooking his candy, Percy Spencer developed the first microwave, which, by the way, at the time was more than 5 feet tall. You remember what they were first called?
No.
They weren't first called microwaves. And I don't remember if this was the standard industry name or if it was the brand name. I think it may have been the brand name, Radar Range.
Oh,
They called it the Radar Range. And that was the world's first microwave. Let's see. Scientists noticed that patients taking the blood pressure drug Lonitin, this experienced an added bonus, made their hair thicker, and that's where we get Rogaine.
Oh, okay.
So there you are. If you've ever done. Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. Are you?
I'm here.
I had Patrick Rooms turned down.
Patrick's
Rooms.
Ah,
yeah.
That's
yeah, you know,
Scott does that all the time.
He does that all the time,
yeah,
and
right.
it irritates the daylights out of me.
I know.
So I
know. You're sitting there talking.
I feel.
I knew
pain.
You could hear me. I just couldn't hear myself, and I thought this is a very weird feeling.
The let's see, this kids' product originally meant to be a wallpaper cleaner, was Play-Doh.
No.
Originally meant to be a wallpaper cleaner was Play-Doh.
Really?
So let's see here. Moving on. Wakefield, Massachusetts, an innkeeper was trying to bake a dessert for her guests. Problem was the chocolate chips that she added didn't melt thoroughly. Her guests loved what became chocolate chip cookies at the Toll House Inn in Wakefield, Massachusetts.
There you go.
See, this is why you listen. Mm-hmm. This is why you can dazzle your coworkers with this. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. The microwave was called Amana. That was the brand name.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it was Amana was a we had an Amana microwave, as a matter of fact. So, and I don't know if you can. I don't think they still make Amana microwaves, but appreciate that. Yeah, but it was called the Radar Range was the initial name of it. In 1905, 11-year-old Frank Epperson left his soda-making tools outside overnight. I bet his mom was not happy when she woke up the next morning and saw that. The next day, he'd used a stick to stir the water and flavored powder mixture, but apparently it was cold because that mixture had frozen,
yeah.
And he created the world's first popsicle. And almost 20 years later,
wow.
An adult, Frank Epperson, applied for a patent to make popsicles. In 1853, George Crumb, he was a chef, he was annoyed by a customer who kept sending his fried potatoes back to the kitchen, complaining they were not crunchy enough. He sliced the potatoes extremely thin, fried them, and added salt, and they quickly became a big, big hit. They were called Saratoga chips after in which they were invented. The potato chips. Then the last one, a soap maker at the Procter & Gamble Company had no idea a new innovation was about to surface when he went to lunch one day in 1879. He was making soap, forgot to turn off the mixer, and so more than the usual amount of air was shipped into the batch of pure white soap that the company sold under the name the White Soap. Fearing he would get in trouble, the soap maker kept the mistake a secret, packaged and shipped the air-filled soap to customers around the country, and soon customers were asking for more of that soap that floats.
Uh-huh.
When company officials found out what happened, they turned it into one of the company's most successful products, 99 and 44,
100%
pure. That'd be your ivory soap. And once again.
It floats. Yes, it does.
Once again, that's why you listen.
That's right. Did you ever have a grandpa or something that made boats out of ivory?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They carved. Yeah. My grandpa or somebody, or dad or somebody.
Can you even buy
ivory soap, and it would carve real good. It wouldn't crumble.
Can you even buy ivory soap anymore?
I bet you can.
I think so.
I think I've seen it.
I mean, because the soap, we've talked about this before, about markets that get complicated.
Uh-huh.
And I think the only thing that would be more the soap market is not that complicated, other than the glut of body washes now that are out there. But other than that, hang on, let's take a call. Hello?
Not that complicated. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, the reason that ivory was so famous for exploding is because so many people were taking baths out of the ponds and they would lose their bars of soap at the bottom of the pond.
See, there you are. Uh-huh. Another reason why you listen, because apparently lye don't float. Hello?
What about vulcanized rubber that boiled over on a stove and turned into vulcanized rubber?
Hey, hopefully he wasn't trying to eat it. If it's boiling it on a stove, that sounds awful. But the only other market one product area that's just gotten overwhelmingly crowded, toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any toothpaste that's not whitening now? Can we just assume that all toothpaste is supposed to whiten your teeth? And none of it does. can we just assume that? I mean, it used to be that you had several different kinds of toothpaste, but now there's 3 dozen different kinds of Crest, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And none of them advertise, this toothpaste, keeps your teeth at the natural gray you're used to.
Yeah. that nice pale shade of tan.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
Hey, guys. I don't know if y'all know this, but on WD-40, do y'all know what the WD stands for?
It was the guy's initials, wasn't it?
Oh, we've said this before, but I'm forgetting. Tell us.
I actually learned this from y'all.
Yeah, that's
right. A few years back. What it was is what WD stands for, water displacement, in the 40, was how many times he tried to figure out, I guess, the disbursement of the water, and on the 40th time he got it, so he got your WD-40.
Exactly. I recall now, I heard that here.
That makes sense. I was thinking about the highway, that's what the initials are, WD-40 here in town.
Fitch Street.
Yep. It's Fitch Parkway.
I know, excuse me.
Similarly, what the caller was referring to is that it was his 40th attempt. It's like Formula 409.
Right.
He didn't. Imagine, true story. How many times? What number are you to?
I'm number 386. I'm about to give up. No, man, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight.
Golly.
Formula 409.
What was 20 mule teen borax? I mean, it was like, didn't 19 mules die before
summer
you got
it? Summer is great here in the Brazos Valley. Great until you need to put fun on hold to clean your home. If you call Molly Maid, your worries are over. Move-ins, move-outs, make-readies, weddings, you name it, Molly Maid is a clean you can trust. Also offering same-day service. Best of the Brazos winner, Molly Maid will professionally clean your home while you enjoy all summer has to offer. Call us today to book your clean or estimate, 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
A math-only learning center is open in Bryan and enrolling right now. Mathnasium helps your kids leap ahead when it comes to math class. The core of Mathnasium's teaching of math is a result of 35 years of research. Starts with the basics, but their expertise goes all the way through calculus. Mathnasium is focused on teaching kids in a way that they understand. Now, some kids love math, some kids don't. Mathnasium has ways to show your kids how they can get involved, get engaged, enjoy math, because they learn using different methods. It's a healthy dose of fun, and Kids end up liking math. Mathnasium knows how to teach your child with new tricks. Mathnasium teaches your child non-routine problem solving, which is a valuable skill for high achievers. Why not call Mathnasium today? Call them at 774-2939 or visit mathnasium.com on the web and learn more about Mathnasium and how this year can be different for your kiddo. They can love math. Give them a call at Mathnasium now at 774-2939 or visit them at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium makes math make sense. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
If you have a daughter, then you know they begin thinking about boys and dating early in adolescence. And dads, well, they struggle with how to react to it all. So what's a father to do? How about teaching your daughter the proper role of dating by taking her out yourself? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Going on a date with dad has many benefits for a daughter, regardless of her age. For example, as young girls develop their identity, they measure themselves against the impossible standard of beauty seen in Hollywood. This is where dad becomes very important. By spending time with your daughter on a date, you can have a positive influence on how she perceives herself. And dating your daughter also allows you to model how a man should treat her. By making one-on-one time a priority, you show your daughter she's valuable, and your affirmation of who she is will build her self-esteem. You can also help her develop a sense of individuality by listening to her and respecting the opinions she shares. Most importantly, dating your daughter regularly keeps her heart open to yours. So get out your calendar and schedule a date with your daughter. Let her suggest some activities that she'd like to do. The date doesn't have to take all day, but make sure the time is special by limiting interruptions. The best way to ensure success in your daughter's future dating experiences is to make sure they start with dad. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My kids are back in school, and they bring home all kinds of things, including cold and flu.
Colette Parker helps her family stay healthy with Sam's Club.
First, flu shots for everyone.
Available now through November 15th.
Then the house gets a clean sweep to keep it cold and flu-free, with big brands like Clorox Wipes, Dial Soap, and Kleenex for less.
In fact, last year, Sam's Club members saved an average of 30% over traditional retailers on everyday items.
And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Learn more at samsclub.com/healthyliving. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Blue Bonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
The King and Queen invite you to choose your own adventure this year at the 37th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival, presented by Bud Light. Join us for 8 magically themed weekends and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Catch hundreds of daily performances, along with games and activities for kids of all ages. Feast on international cuisine and explore our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Wood Forest National Bank and online at TexRenFest.com. The Texas Renaissance Festival and Bud Light. Choose your own adventure.
We'd like you to remember our advertisers. Their links are up at iHeartItOnWTAW.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. Let's take another look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, high school football gets an early start this week. The A&M Consolidated Tigers are headed for Leo Buckley Stadium in Killeen tomorrow night to meet the Ellison Eagles at 7 o'clock. The Tigers are coming off their exciting come-from-behind win over Temple last week that gave Coach David Raffield his first win as the Tigers' boss. Ellison coming off a 56-7 whipping by the Bryan Vikings. Speaking of Bryan, they'll follow Consol to Leo Buckley on Friday night when they meet Shoemaker. The Rudder Rangers will be at home at Merrill Green Stadium to continue District 16 4A play Friday when they host Bastrop. It'll be a homecoming of sorts Saturday for some 24 Aggies who hail from the Metroplex area. 3 starters, Cyrus Gray, Garrick Williams, and Tony Jared Eddy, are all part of the DeSoto connection that a year ago, of course, also included Von Miller. Williams talks about playing with these guys, not just at A&M, but since the days of Pee Wee football.
It's been an experience, you know, that I'll never forget. You know, being able to play with those guys I've been playing with since I was younger. You know, we've just been able to learn each other, you know, watch each other play. You know, Cyrus still amazes me to this day, you know, by just some of the things that he does. And, you know, Tony, he's the same way. You know, he's such a dominator on the defensive line. You know, like, he makes my job a whole lot easier. Without those guys, you know, we talk to each other and, like, just keep each other up, you know, just something that we always helping out one another.
Kickoff a little bit after 11 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have the game for you right here on 1620, of course, with the pregame starting at 10 o'clock. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive and A&M President Bowen Lofton continued their media availability yesterday through a teleconference. Not a whole lot new came out of it, but Slive did say that he was suggesting to the SEC transition team that they look into the possibility of a season opening or early first SEC game for the Aggies at Kyle Field against a marquee opponent. Slive said he didn't want to get ahead of the transition team's work, but that a grand event like that could be a lot of fun. Major League Baseball, final day of the regular season is today. The St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves are dead even for the National League wild card right now. 3 weeks after the Braves led the Redbirds by 8.5 games. Tuesday night was a comeback for the Cards as they spotted Houston an early 5-0 lead before beating the Astros 13-6. The Braves suffered their 4th straight loss in 8th and 11 games as Roy Oswalt tossed a 3-hitter in Philadelphia's 7-1 trouncing of Atlanta. Over in the American League, where Tampa Bay and Boston stay tied for the wild card lead now with 1 game left in the regular season. The Rays got a 5-3 win over the Yankees last night. The Red Sox kept pace with Tampa Bay by downing Baltimore 8-7. As for the Rangers, they beat the Angels again. Adrian Beltre, Mike Napoli, and Nelson Cruz hit consecutive home runs to put Texas up 8-2 in the 5th inning. On the way to a 10-3 win over the Angels. They'll finish with the Angels today and get ready to start the playoffs. Ozzie Guillen announced that he will manage the Florida Marlins next season. However, the team has not confirmed that they've hired the former Chicago White Sox skipper, although an announcement could be made before the Marlins' final home game at Pro Players Stadium today. Guillen was let out of his Chicago White Sox contract on Monday after 8 seasons, 1 World Series championship, you remember that one, over the Astros, and 2 division titles. Bill Haas got another big payoff when he was picked for the U.S. team at the President's Cup. Fred Couples said more than a month ago that he would use one of his captain's picks on Tiger Woods. He added Haas yesterday, who on Sunday won the Tour Championship to capture the FedEx Cup. And Aggie volleyball tonight, the Baylor Bears will come to Reed Arena to face off at 6:30. The Aggies dropped their conference opener at Missouri in 4 sets last Saturday, just their 3rd loss of the year. Baylor is 0-2 in Big 12 play. Coach Lori Corbelli has 2 straight games at home, and she's happy about that.
Oh, we can't wait. It's being on the road in the Big 12 is a challenge, so being at home is just a luxury. And it's two teams, Baylor and Kansas State, who have a ton of returners, have big presence at the net, defense that just never stops. And honestly, it's going to be two-hour battles with both of those teams, I know. And, you know, the changes we're trying to make, the growth that our team is experiencing, and with the 12th man behind us, we're hoping for, you know, a much better result than last season or even last week.
That'll be at 6:30 at Reed tonight. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpinville for Awards and More at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly, or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department, and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station, and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We would never make light over any case of domestic violence or anything like that, but the insanity behind why this man attacked his wife is what brings it to our attention. Sheriff's deputies in Florida say they arrested a man who attacked his wife during an argument surrounding their Yahtzee game. Wife told him she was playing Yahtzee with, or told police that she was playing Yahtzee with her husband Saturday when they began to argue. She tried to leave the home to calm down, and that's when the fight between the two broke out, and fighting over a Yahtzee game. I think that's a new one for me. I don't know that I've ever heard that before. How fast does coffee make you go? If you're in a car, it could be fast enough to earn you a speeding ticket on the freeway. A car rigged to run on energy produced by coffee grounds set a new world record for waste-powered vehicles. 66.5 miles per hour. That would be kind of nice, you know, be able to power your car off of coffee grounds. Because, hey, just here at the radio station alone, we could open up a fuel station and probably make another revenue stream for ourselves right there, and that would be nice too. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today with a high of about 98 degrees. It's going to be nice this weekend, but we're going to have some warm temperatures in the meantime. Look for a slight chance of showers today and tonight. Tonight's low in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, right back to the upper 90s. 72 degrees right now, 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Oh, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the deadliest food outbreak in the U.S. in more than a decade. 13, maybe even 16 people killed from eating contaminated cantaloupes. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, deaths connected to tainted cantaloupes have been confirmed in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Texas. In Oklahoma, Debbie Frederick lost her father on September 1st and says they didn't find out the cause until after they laid him to rest.
He ate something that killed him? I mean, how does that happen?
The Listeria outbreak has been traced to Rocky Ford brand cantaloupe from Jensen Farms in Colorado. Frederick says her family is now suing that farm. Dave?
Jennifer, the last time Jared Loughner was in court in Tucson, he had an outburst, got kicked out, and was ruled mentally unfit to stand trial for January shooting rampage that left six dead and wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Today he's back after being forcibly medicated.
At one point over the summer, they stopped medication, and prosecutors said he paced and screamed and cried. So over his attorney's objections, medications resumed. Now the judge will determine if efforts to restore mental competency should be extended for another 8 months.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Michael Jackson on a gurney, the king of pop, mumbling. Incoherently, images and sounds that dominated the start of his doctor's manslaughter trial. Soon, Conrad Murray returns to court in L.A., accused of being incompetent and negligent in the singer's death. President Obama goes back to school today to give kids a pep talk.
This will be the president's third back-to-school speech, and while he'll be speaking at Benjamin Banneker Academic High School, the speech is aimed at all schools. In the past, his message has been for students to study hard, take responsibility, set goals, and to believe in themselves. Education has been a key component of the president's jobs message, urging investments in education as well as payments to states to help prevent teacher layoffs. at the White House. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
And before that, the president will court Hispanic voters in an online Q&A session. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
John Deere presents Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
Hear that? It's a mix of campfires burning, leaves crunching, and folks saving. Fall is here, and right now at John Deere, you can gear up for it with great deals and low-rate financing on select tractors and Gators. Just see your local dealer for details by October 28th. Some conditions apply.
Visit Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
At Allen Honda, our primary goal is to satisfy our customers. We satisfy you by giving you the best services and selections in the Brazos Valley, like our oil changes and tire balance and rotation specials. We also give you a great selection of new Honda cars, trucks, and SUVs. And our professional sales team is ready to help you every step of the way.
Come by and see us today and enjoy a great buying experience. Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. $99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2011 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. Over 320,000 votes were cast, and you can see the winners in the 150-page glossy and full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos. Pick up your free copy everywhere or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Available on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or online at MerryMaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The new Bryan City budget year is ready to start on Saturday. The city council, minus Mike Sutherland, who continues to recover from heart surgery, unanimously approved holding the property tax rate a 10th consecutive year.
Residential electric rates charged by BTU will increase 2%, and final action was also taken to move city elections to November, keep council terms at 3 years, and extend present council terms by 6 months, skipping next May's election. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says the city saves in two ways.
It would still run us around $445,000 to buy, and that would be reducing our polling places by a third.
And Strata learned nonpartisan elections and issues could be placed at the top of the ballot.
We have verified with the Secretary of State that there is no law that would require us to be on the bottom of the ballot. If the county was willing to put the nonpartisan races at the top of the ballot, we could be there.
Earlier this summer, similar action was taken by the Bryan School Board. The changes were necessitated by changes in the federal and state laws. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means, among other things, moving from the second largest football stadium in the conference to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of school president Bowen Lofton.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying changes would start after the 2013 football season, Lofton gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A new study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M suggests not enough is being done to ensure the nation's transportation system will be able to keep up with job growth when the economy does return. Dr. Tim Lomax says more needs to be done on infrastructure.
We've got way too many people trying to get to work on a system that just wasn't built to handle them. We need more roads, we need more buses, more trains.
Lomax says now is the time to make the additional investment.
Now is really a good time to invest in roads and bridges and buses and trains. I think the construction costs are low. That could actually put some people back to work as well as give us a chance to have lower traffic congestion out in the future.
When the economy recovers, according to the study, the average commute is expected to grow by 3 hours annually. The College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says this won't solve problems at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the immediate area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Regarding the expansion of the Rock Prairie Bridge over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for the design costs while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. The numbers keep rising from this month's wildfires in Bastrop. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas has the latest price tag.
We're now able to put a pretty good number on the insured losses of the Bastrop fire, $250 million, making it the costliest wildfire in Texas history.
And in a related story, three Bastrop victims are the first to file a lawsuit related to the wildfires. The lawsuit accuses Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative of negligence and failing to trim the trees away from power lines. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Officer Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility for a terrible incident out of its control. A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over Labor Day weekend. Five schools in our Twin Cities have been recognized by the Texas Business and Education Coalition. The honor roll designation went to fewer than 4% of the 8,000 public schools throughout the state performing at the highest level in every subject. Local schools on the list are Johnson and Sam Houston Elementaries in Bryan, and from College Station are Pebble Creek and Rock Prairie Elementaries and Cypress Grove Intermediate. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mary Maids. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
You know, because I was here on the radio on Monday afternoon, I didn't get to go to the celebration of Texas A&M and the SEC on Monday over at the Zone Club, but I did watch it on television, and I watched it in high definition. Yeah, KAMU, the Texas A&M PBS TV station, they had it in high definition. And boy, high definition, live television, there's nothing like it. If you ever watch a football game, an NFL game, a college game in high definition, the high def in live sporting events or any live event like the celebration on KAMU, it's more than crystal clear. It's better even than being there. It is so clear, high definition. And if you have Suddenlink, then you have high definition capability with their DVR. High definition, just about every channel, just about every station now has high definition. Their channel numbers are up in the 700s, but you know that. But you don't know that if you don't have high definition. And with Suddenlink, they're the best way to go. You know, this is Suddenlink savings days these days. And if you bundle, like with your home telephone service by Suddenlink, only $25 a month. The high-speed internet through Suddenlink, $20 a month. The advanced digital TV with Suddenlink with $26 a month. Have you been to Suddenlink to see exactly how much you can save for dependable television? Call Suddenlink today, 1-800-915-1866, or visit them at Suddenlink.com.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2WAY. That's 775-2WAY.
Frontal system remains stalled off to our north and west. We'll see whether or not it can trigger a thunderstorm. Partial sun for today. Highs 90 to 95. There's the potential for an isolated afternoon storm. Partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Some sun for tomorrow, the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 70. Sunshine for Friday, temperatures on Friday are probably going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, boys, be on your best behavior. We've got an elected official in.
Yes, sir.
I know. I just feel that.
Mr. Mayor.
Day to play.
Do what now?
I brought my Yahtzee game for y'all to play.
hopefully we'll keep it peaceful.
Yeah.
So.
Check the guns at the door.
You know, and interestingly enough, we like to compare, you know, what goes on around here sometimes to other towns, other cities. And I realize this is beyond your purview, but here's what a small town in Alabama is doing now. And I don't know if we ever want to really compare ourselves to what goes on in Alabama to any great level.
Can we say
like
this
that.
On air this early?
actually, we can. So it's.
That's right. We got to be nice. Do we got to be nice to Alabama now? I don't know.
No, we never
we have
be nice
to
Alabama.
Nicer so, to them?
No. I would say we have to be. No, we don't have to. No, if anything,
okay.
We have to start being nicer to Oklahoma now. You know,
I guess you're right.
Like
yeah.
That. So, a small town in Alabama is offering nonviolent offenders the choice between doing prison time and paying a fine or working their sentence off by going to church every week. Now, the city judge in Bay Minette, Alabama, will give offenders the choice beginning yesterday, as part of Operation Restore Our Community. If someone goes for the church option, they have to attend every Sunday for a year and check in weekly with the pastor and the police department before their case can be dismissed.
Hmm. Oh, my.
Now, how long do you want to set an over under about how long it's going to be before any number of, you know, Americans for the Separation of Church and State start to come in or something along those lines? But that's what some folks in Alabama are doing. And it says the municipal judge there, so I don't know. It's a nonviolent offender thing.
Well,
so.
I think it's great for people to attend church. He could have sentenced them to attending city council meetings.
I'll take the prison time, please.
I was going to say, at that point, you might start talking Eighth Amendment violations, cruel and unusual punishment. So Bill Oliver might argue that. So 816 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mayor Jason Byanski from the City of Bryan joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You guys had a meeting last night giving final approval to the tax rate, giving final approval to slightly higher electric rates. And so let's talk about that and then also I do want to follow up with you on a comment that I wasn't quite sure was tongue in cheek or serious regarding the change to the SEC and the impact that that'll have on the city of Bryan.
Absolutely, so, be happy to talk about it. We did finalize our tax rate for the 10th year in a row. Our tax rate is 0.6364. So we haven't raised our tax rate in over 10 years now. We're trying to hold the line on the budget. We've cut over $2 million out of our budget this past year. We've had some layoffs that you've heard about. We've definitely tightened our belt, but in a tough economy like everyone's experiencing, we're doing the same thing at the city, trying to cut expenses without raising the revenues, particularly the taxes on our citizens. We do have some debt that we've incurred through BTU. We're in partnership with other communities. We own the power plants, and they're trying to pay that off in the next few years. So we've, in order to accelerate that debt service and get that paid off, we'll have a 2% increase with BTU. We're still in the top 10 lowest rates in the state of Texas. It's just a minimum fee, but we hate to do that at this point. But in order to get some of that debt paid off, we raised it 2%.
Now, you mentioned last night at the council meeting, and again, this is what I was saying. I couldn't tell if it was dry sense of humor or if this was, you know, some sort of reality. I mean, the announcement of Texas A&M moving to the Southeastern Conference, and I believe the line was we've had six new hotel permits or something that issued, something along those lines.
Well, see, I'm going to credit that to Bill Oliver, since he probably taped the meeting but was in attendance, that he couldn't tell what we were joking about, what we're talking about. Actually, I won't say it's six permits, but we have about four or five hotels that are locating in Bryan right now. Several of them are in the process of being built. We've got one on the west side of town that's looking at that area. We've got two that are proposed off of University Drive on the Bryan side. We've got one that's being built by Allen Forrest across from Sam Rayburn Middle School. And we've got one that's proposed over there by the Cracker Barrel. So I would say four or five easy that we're looking at that we've known about. They didn't pop up after the SEC announcement, but my comment was look for the community, look for more restaurants, more hotels, more retail establishments pop up because of our involvement with the SEC. I'm not sure how many we've got. I was just talking with Joey Dunn, our assistant city manager, a few minutes ago. He's an Alabama grad, and, you know, he attended a lot of the SEC games growing up. And they, you know, I think it was mentioned in your newscast earlier, we're now the seventh largest stadium in the SEC, where we're number two in the Big 12. So, you know, they pile them in those conferences there, and 100-plus capacity. And then you've got a lot of people that travel with the team that don't expect to attend the games, but they'll tailgate, they'll party, they'll find a restaurant, a sports bar to go watch the game. And so you'll have some of those activities just in the real estate business. Over the past week, we've had an increase in folks wanting to invest in this area, an increase in folks wanting to buy second homes. So that's all positive. So that, you know, the football team, their success affects that. The excitement of the SEC will affect that. And then you're just going to bring more people to the community. And, you know, hopefully some of them will decide this is a great place to, you know, to live, work, raise a family, retire. And they'll come here to Bryan College Station, to Aggieland. And I think you've got a lot of former students that already are flocking back to A&M for the retirement years, now that they're going to be watching Florida and Alabama and LSU come to town on a weekly basis, you know, whether it's in football or track or basketball, baseball, all the sports. It's going to bring a lot of excitement to this community. So I do think it will be an economic boom to this area. You know, if you're in the T-shirt business, like Aggieland Outfitters, you know, they're experiencing a boom right now, CC Creations. And so I'm hoping that'll be a shot in the arm for our community.
You mentioned the different hotels that are either in the process or are going in, things of that nature. That is a marked change for the city of Bryan, which has not been, you know, when compared to College Station, has had dramatically fewer hotel rooms. But do you have any numbers or any preliminary numbers about how much of an increase in rooms this will be or beds this will be for the city of Bryan?
Not offhand. I know one of them that's wanting to locate around the Cracker Barrel is a four-story complex. The ones that are looking on the west side of town are going to be on the higher end. So you've got, you know, I think there was another boutique-type hotel that's looking at Bryan. so close to campus and the Bryan side. So, you know, it was just a few years ago when the Best Western Atrium just located here. We haven't had a new hotel in maybe 20, 30 years. You know, the LaSalle's been in downtown for many, many decades, but we've got a few of the other motels around town that have been there for a while, but you know, it's something that we're now starting to experience. I mean, Bryan's got some of the largest and affordable, developable tracks closest to campus that's available. You know, College Station's developed a lot of their land around campus. Now they're growing south, and we've got a lot of our land that's close to campus that is available for development. And you know, you won't know if you're in Bryan or College Station in some of these areas. So it would be good to increase and get some hotel-motel tax revenue coming in, because that's something our citizens won't necessarily pay for unless they stay at the hotel. It's something that the out-of-town visitors are paying, yet that'll go towards our quality of life in Bryan.
Talking with Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski this morning at 8:22. What else do you have to talk about this morning?
Well, Chase, I believe this is the last time that I'll be here before our Texas Reds Festival, October 7th and 8th. So I wanted to remind the viewers about Texas Reds, and also wanted to highlight a few of the changes and some of the new events that have just popped up over the past week. But the new brand spanking new parking garage that's being built next to the Brazos County Courthouse will be open for Texas Reds. So it'll make its debut that weekend, so the community will have an opportunity to park there. I think they've got parking capacity up to about 1,000 spaces, so they're feverishly working to get that parking garage complete. The city doesn't own or operate that parking garage, so I believe there will be a fee for parking there if you want to park in the parking garage, but it is adjacent to downtown Bryan. It will open up 1,000 spaces and again, an opportunity to see the new parking garage that they've been working on there next to the courthouse. The city will be offering free parking at Blinn College. So off of Villa Maria, Blinn College will run a shuttle bus to and from downtown Bryan on Friday and Saturday. The shuttles will run to 2 a.m. in the morning. So if you decide you want to stay for Joe Nichols on Saturday night, or you want to stay for the Land Sharks on Friday night and maybe go to one of the restaurants or bars afterwards, have a drink, have a meal, we'll be running that shuttle till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. So I think that's important to mention so everyone can enjoy Texas Reds late. That Friday is our first Friday, so it's going to be the largest and most anticipated first Friday we've seen in downtown Bryan ever. And we've got entertainment, you know, from about 5 o'clock on. A lot of the merchants have put on and helped with some of the entertainment that night. And then we end up with Land Sharks on the main stage around 8:30 on Friday. So we welcome everyone to come out. There is no charge on Friday for Texas Reds. There's no charge on Friday for Texas Reds. We will be charging a nominal fee of $5 to enter on Saturday. You'll get a wristband. You can come back and forth throughout the day if you like. If you have children under the age of 13, Chase, there's no charge for the children. If they decide to participate in the kids zone, I think there's like a nominal fee of $10 to get a wristband there and play on all the games all day. So, and we're going to have the Children's Museum that's helping us with that, and that's going to be quite neat. But want to invite everyone to come out. You know, if you want entertainment, or maybe if one of the judges wants to sentence someone to have to come watch the Mayor Barry and Mayor Byinski, we're going to participate in the grape stomping
contest. I was about to ask if y'all were going to get your feet dirty. So,
well, we are going to partner up this time, so we won't be opposing each other.
Cooperation.
We're going to cooperate.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mayor Barry said it was an unfair advantage because I have bigger feet, and but we definitely know the tricks of winning that deal. We can assure victory, and so I invite everyone to come out and watch Mayor Barry and I stomp the heck out of some grapes.
Do you know who you are competing against?
Well, I believe Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton and Jess Fields.
Really?
So we'll have those two competing with us. You know, I told Jess he's allowed to stomp grapes, but they'll have to ID him for the wine. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a great time out there. So I'm sure if Jess is listening, he'll be up for the challenge. But and then, of course, we've got a lot of the radio and television personalities and celebrities around town that'll be participating in that. And the anyone that attends can participate in the grape stomp. So it'll be a lot of fun. Again, we're highlighting with Joe Nichols. He's got 14 top hits, four-time Grammy nominee, and then on Saturday night. And then we've got the Land Sharks, which is Jimmy Buffett's tribute band on Friday night. It'll be a great time. And I assure everyone that the weather's going to be beautiful. It's already starting to cool down. And I think it was mentioned this week, actually today, that they're going to be crowning the Queen Theater again. So they're putting the crown back up as early as today. And everyone will get a chance to see the lighting ceremony at the Queen and see that crown revolve for the first time in probably in my lifetime. So it's going to be outstanding. We congratulate Ben Hardiman and his group and Downtown Association in getting that project up and going. And it's going to be a lot of fun in downtown Bryan October 7th and 8th. And I invite everyone to go on to the TexasRedsFestival.com website, sign up for the 5K run, sign up for the golf tournament to benefit Mary Crowley Cancer Institute. There's still some spaces available there. And we've got a few spaces left, Chase, for vendors. We've got a record turnout for vendors this year. We've expanded all the way to the north end of downtown Bryan, the vending capacity. So if you're a local vendor, we encourage you to come out and participate. We're anticipating 20 to 40,000 people out there that weekend. And I know they announced at 6 o'clock the Aggies and Texas Tech going to be playing in a football game. Watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Tech. At 6 o'clock, we have a tailgating area where you can go and watch all the football games. I think OU and TU are playing that weekend. And then we've got a lot of sports bars, a lot of restaurants with a lot of brand-new LCD TVs that are going to have all the football games on that day that you can go in and sit in the AC and have something nice to eat and drink and watch the football games all day. So, guys, if your women want to come out and your wives want to come out and do some shopping, that's great. I promise you, as Mayor Bryan, we're going to have those football games on those TVs in downtown Bryan, and you can come join me and watch the Aggies and watch the Longhorns and all your favorite collegiate teams this week.
All right, Mayor Jason Byinski, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Chase.
Mayor Jason Byinski from the City of Bryan. We chat with the mayors on Wednesdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's all brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services is a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The Aggie Football Report's brought to you by StubHub. Go to StubHub and choose your seats today, the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics.
This season, scoring your dream seats to catch the Aggies in action is easy. All you have to do is head to StubHub, where other Aggie fans are selling their extras, and you can find seats that you can't find anywhere else. From the hottest Big 12 rivalry games to critical conference clashes, there's no place like StubHub for finding the tickets you want. StubHub is the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics, and your place to score the seats you want to live the dream. StubHub!
Texas A&M and Arkansas coming up Saturday at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. That game kicks at 11. Broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network will start at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about tickets in a moment. Head coach Mike Sherman here on the Aggie Football Report. Big third quarter for Oklahoma State against the Aggies last Saturday in the Cowboy win 30-29. Asked the coach if they were doing anything different in that third quarter versus what they had done in the first half.
Well, there wasn't anything spectacular other than the fact they upped the tempo a little bit when they came on the second half, much like they did last year. And they upped the tempo a little bit. They threw about 10 or 11 of those quick screens on us, and us getting lined up appropriately. This is a game of inches, Dave. And, if you're not lined up right, you have a chance to get beat. And we weren't getting lined up as quickly as we should have, and a little bit distracted because of the tempo change. And so we weren't quite as engaged as we should have been. And you have to stay engaged for four quarters, and we weren't.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. Still have tickets for the Arkansas game. Go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or you can call 1-888-99-AGGIE. Tickets remain for that 11 o'clock kickoff at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Saturday, the Aggies and the Hogs. That's the Aggie Football Report, and I'm Dave South.
The summer heat is still here. Now the political races are heating up. As one famous politician said about our governor entering the race, he's a good-looking rascal. While the pros at Sonny's Barbershop may not be able to make you a good-looking rascal, when you get out of the chair, you and your hair will be good-looking. Stop by Sonny's today and get that good-looking rascal style. And tell your friends they can get that look at Sonny's, of course. Sonny's on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988. Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
1620 WTAW.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley is up, and Chris Dyer is here. You've got a special guest, Dr. Deborah Kalman from the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, I know, and we'll talk to her about her big event coming up on October the 1st. But what else you got going on with the Arts Council, Chris?
Well, it's always our favorite time of year because it's a little cooler, you know, 90 degrees or so. But this is football time, fall festivals, things like that coming up. We'll talk about Texas Reds in, I guess, a week or two that we're very involved in. And, you know, lots of outdoor activities, get the kids outside. And, mm-hmm. and Deborah's doing some really exciting things. And the Children's Museum is doing some exciting things as well. I just brought her in today to talk about the big Boonville Living History Days. And then you've got a 5K race coming up, so we're excited about that. And we're the City of College Station and Arts Council of Brazos Valley are big supporters of that event and the museum in general.
We've talked to you a little bit about this previously, but you're getting closer and closer to it now. Give us sort of an update on October the 1st. Big day for you all at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural
History.
It
sure is. We start off at 7:30 in the morning with our half marathon and a 5K race. And this is the first year for our half marathon. We're really excited. We're going to have a special after-race party for the runners, and every half marathoner to cross that finish line gets a unique finisher's medal. That's really cool. We have awards in every age group, and we also have a mystery starter we're real excited about.
Ooh.
So come out and meet our celebrity starter this
the
year.
The mystery starter.
That's right. We've got a mystery starter.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And then following, and of course, if you want to see me really humiliate myself, come mm-hmm. on out and see me in a bison costume.
That's right. I want to see that.
That's worth it.
You'll have that on your website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, and then following the race from 9 to 4 is Brazos County's only Living History Fair. And this year it's bigger and better than ever. We've got probably over 170 people coming out to demonstrate, representing over 70 different groups. So we're going to be in the Brazos Center, in the museum, and outside, all in the parking lot and on the front lawn. So we have everything from Civil War reenactors. We have Pat Gavin and the Buckaroo Band, and they're demonstrating a chuck wagon, and they're really fantastic. We have all kinds of demonstrators, everything from flint napping to a working blacksmith forge to, you know, live longhorns that are going to be there. The Westerners are going to be there. I mean, I could just go on and on. We've got stitchers and potters and printmakers and other artisans. So it's really a great event. And there'll be food. We're even going to serve bison burgers, and Chef Ty is going to be there with his mobile truck, and we've got all kinds of stuff. So we're very excited about this, and we hope that folks will turn out.
Oh, and by the way, there's a museum there, too, that people can go
look because
you've got the Wildland Thomas Cole display still until October the 20th,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. And the museum will have reenactors stationed inside the museum, too. Lots of children's activities. You come inside the museum, you can make your own pinch pot. We've got, you know, all the spinners and weavers and quilters are going to be in there. We've got musicians in there, so we're just going to be full in every nook and cranny.
It's all coming up October the 1st. Thanks to Dr. Deborah Kalman and to Chris Dyer from the Brazos Valley Arts Council. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 847-846-9608.
You're listening to the flagship of Aggie Sports, all of them, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:36, 75 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Save up to $1,000 during the factory authorized clearance on Polaris ATVs and Rangers while supplies last. Polaris Fun Center, where they sell fun, not tractors. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council took final action on a number of items last night, including moving city elections to November, the same move made by the Bryan School Board over the summer. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strata says keeping elections in May would have meant cutting a third of the voting locations and spending over $400,000 to equip the rest of the sites. The council also approved next year's property tax rate, which is the same for the 10th straight year, while raising electric rates 2% for Bryan residential customers. The City of College Station City Council recently gave the green light to expand the Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the Earl Rudder Freeway, but Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says this won't solve the problem at Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Improvements that are being proposed at Longmire and Rock Prairie do include some modifications north and south, primarily turning lanes along Longmire, if memory serves me correct, but the improvements that we're looking at that intersection and along Rock Prairie Road do not extend as far south as Graham Road, for instance. They're focused in the median area of that intersection of Rock Prairie and Longmire.
Regarding the Rock Prairie Bridge expansion over the freeway, Gilman expects that to start in July of 2013 and be completed in 9 to 12 months. The city is paying for design costs while the local Metropolitan Planning Organization approved a state grant to pay for the construction. Texas A&M's move from the Big 12 to the Southeastern Conference means, among other things, moving from the second-largest football stadium in the conference to the seventh. The future of Kyle Field was among the questions asked of President Bowen Loftin.
We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right.
Other than saying changes would start after the 2013 football season, Loftin gave no details of what the project might or might not include. A study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M shows the average commute time is getting worse. Dr. Tim Lomax says the Dallas-Fort Worth area has some of the worst commute numbers in the nation.
For the average commuter in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it means 45 extra hours of travel every year and over $900 cost for that time and extra fuel that you burn from stop-and-go traffic.
Lomax says one solution would be business owners altering work schedules or having employees work from home.
It may be just that you could work from home for a couple hours in the morning. Say you're on your computer or your phone for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and then you drive into work or you get on the bus or the train.
The study shows Texans spend an average of 34 extra hours stuck in traffic each year. That's up 14 hours from 30 years ago, and the number's expected to grow by 3 hours over the next 4 years. The file suit has been filed over the wildfires in Bastrop. Three people are suing Bluebonnet Electric Corp or Electric Cooperative, accusing the utility of negligence in failing to trim the trees away from power lines. A Texas Forest Service investigation determined that wind gusts caused tree limbs and another dead tree to topple onto power lines and trigger the blaze over the Labor Day weekend. Bluebonnet Chief Executive Officer Mark Rose says the lawsuit is a misguided attempt to blame the utility for a terrible incident out of its control. In a related item, Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas says over half the homes lost to wildfires this year were around Bastrop.
I know Bastrop, we have a pretty good number, between 1,500 and 1,600, but across the state, Texas Forest Service is saying somewhere between 2,700 and 2,800 total homes lost.
Hanna also says the total insured losses in Bastrop will total about $250 million. WTIW News time is 8:40. It's 75 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More news at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the one you've been waiting for. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Rebates up to $1,000 on select models and great financing. Brand new 2011 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. And Ranger Razors, the only vehicles that deliver razor sharp performance. Sweeten these already amazing amazing deals by trading in your current ATV or UTV and take advantage of these rebates. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, now at Polaris Fun Center, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group. Come in for a huge selection and huge discounts. Come into Sterling and get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on Yukon, Acadia, and Sierra. The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,500 cash on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
842 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 779-2-WAY. That's 775-2-WAY, 775-2929.
High pressure, while it's still in control, but there is a frontal system draped off to our north and west. A few of us may see an isolated thunderstorm. Looks like we'll have some sun today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. There could be an isolated storm. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance for shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. We'll have sun during the day on Friday. Highs are probably going to reach 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm multitasking in here, boys.
What are you doing?
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, I am.
No. I'm literally, not figuratively, uploading the interview with Mayor Byinsky to that website that we have on that interweb. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
The interweb thing?
WTAW.com.
That's very prompt.
Mm-hmm. Well, we aim to please around here. Mm-hmm. So we're minutes ahead when seconds count. When news breaks, we fix it. Mm-hmm. But there it is. See? And then 3, 2, 1. There it is. Yay. Yeah. It's posted. But I wanted to take that opportunity to also tell you that if you go to WTAW.com, that is, and you click on the tab that says Infomaniacs, and if you do that here in about 16 minutes
what happens?
At 9 o'clock, I posted on the Infomaniacs section, and that's also where Patrick, and by the way, and I've mentioned this before, Patrick, who's taking care of news right now in Scott's absence, Patrick is who we refer to as our web guru, if you will.
Yes, he is.
And I can see, by the way, that it posted that it's kind of taking over some of our time.
And I'm fixing it as we speak, because I am a web guru.
You're the man.
Y'all are both multitasking.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
yeah.
Tap it.
I'm playing words with friends in here.
Yeah. There's your productivity.
Wanted to multitask like you all.
What I wanted to tell you about, though, is it was a video that was brought to my attention, and it's a video from YouTube that I didn't link to it. I embedded it on our website. Now, obviously, I kind of partially failed at embedding it on our website because it's taking up too much space, and that's what Patrick's fixing right now. Mm-hmm. It's a video of, let me see, 12 teenagers. I would say probably 13 to 15, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're using super soakers to recreate a Bellagio fountain-like performance.
It is very Bellagio-like.
I just think it is fantastic.
It is.
So I would strongly encourage you to now in 14 minutes and 40 seconds to go to WTAW.com and click on the Infomaniacs tab and see the video that says Kids Create Bellagio-Style Water Show in Pool. It is it is fascinating. And I wrote on there, if you've ever been to Vegas, you know one of the few and worthwhile free things to do is enjoy the fountains at Bellagio, because just about everything else is going to take cash, varying amounts of it, out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And but these are This took some time and talent, so hats off to these kiddos for doing that.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. After I got done talking about that, I didn't have anything else to talk about. Dang. Hey, Tom said he was playing Words with Friends, and speaking of Facebook-type stuff,
sure.
Zynga, that's the partner, that's the company behind, I believe, behind Words with Friends, but also behind Farmville, Cityville.
Oh, the ones who pollute my Facebook feed.
Yeah, Empires and Allies and all that other kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now they are teaming up with Pizza Hut to help fight world hunger. So now when you're fighting the good fight on Farmville and building your barn and harvesting whatever and clogging up Patrick's Facebook news feed, you can purchase exclusive in-game items for $5, and all proceeds from these specific purchases will go to the World Food Programme. I say programmy because it's spelled with two M's and an E on the end. Yes,
right.
I know.
Yes, yes, like theatry.
The pieces are both cutesy and educational. For example, the Farmville item is the blue horse-drawn cart full of vegetables stamped with the World Food Programme initials. So
on Farmville.
There you are.
To help hunger.
If you're into that type
we
of
are
thing.
We are the cow.
So, yeah, something like that. I just want to eat the cow. You know,
we'll eat the cow.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you will. So I'm hungry. Now I am hungry, thinking about some delicious beef. We were talking so much steak in the last half hour. I
mean, yes, because it's Texas Ranch.
It's that time again.
Mm-hmm. Coming up.
New York man has received a patent for building the ultimate snowman. Ignacio Asperas submitted the patent application in 2006, quote, for facilitating a construction of a snowman / woman, end quote. Asperas wrote on his patent application, "The following is not a joke patent. It's completely serious and is a serious undertaking to obtain a patent." The application goes into great detail, and in 25 pages, he writes about the history of snowmen, as well as how to perfectly construct a snowman, from creating symmetrical snow boulders to what preferred embodiments should go on it, such as hats and mittens. And he received the patent earlier this month on a snowman.
Just in time for the first snowfall.
Does Ignacio not have a job?
He doesn't need one. He has a money-making patent now.
Well, no, because he has a melting patent is what he has.
Yeah, well.
Or he has a patent on something that's not going to be around for very long. I don't know. Maybe the ephemeral quality of what he got his patent for.
You call that annual job security.
Maybe so.
No.
So what, he thinks he's going to get some sort of annual contract? It's time now to build a big snowman again.
No.
You know, call Ignacio, because he's the only one with the patent. Therefore, he's the only one that can do it. It's in New York, so it'll be unionized in the blink of an eye if they start doing that.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Look for the union.
Something
snowman,
like that.
Something.
Ah, we're getting to sing a lot more when we get to you.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have Music Tuesday.
I guess.
That's true.
Don't test me.
You're supposed to be nicer than Scott.
It's all marginal or subjective. Yeah. I also am much faster on the trigger of turning off microphones.
Are you?
It's been a long time since Scott's either turned turned off you or me. But I think the last time Bill was in, I turned him off.
I remember
that. Yeah. I was just
was misbehaving.
Like, that is enough from you. That is enough from you. I look at it's like a radio penalty box.
I see.
You're in the penalty box for 30 seconds.
I know. What was he doing? Talking about something in Hutchinson, Kansas?
Probably
or something?
So.
Yes,
probably
right.
So. Yeah, that. You know, talking about something that happened in the Midwest.
We know. Yeah.
Central Florida ice cream man.
Bill, we're joking.
Bill's
if you're listening.
Bill, I know. You're like, what did I do to you?
Yeah. Bill, you get picked on even if you're not here. You ought to know that by now.
Careful, he's going to call in.
Yeah.
Central Florida ice cream man has received numerous complaints after locals mistook his ice cream cone costume.
What can you mistake that for?
Well, apparently I'll put it to you this way. The sharp part of the cone was not pointed toward the ground as if you were holding an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was somewhat upside down, perhaps.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that it was pointed toward the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing the cone color might not have been the color of a traditional cone. It might have been more of a white or off-white.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you have a cone shape pointing toward the sky, perhaps white in color, and I don't know, maybe with eye holes in it.
Uh-huh.
It was mistaken for a KKK outfit.
Oh, I see.
Apparently, the complainers are overlooking the fake sprinkles and waffle cone design that are part of the costume. So if it's a waffle cone, now this just sounds like people getting their dander up.
Uh-huh.
Keep your dander down, all right? Don't get in a wad over some guy trying to sell ice cream.
They were lactose intolerant anyway.
Maybe that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, by the way, speaking of lactose intolerant, which made me think of an intolerance of gluten and things like that,
yeah.
And going back to the Facebook conversation, mm-hmm. it was last night, right before I went to bed, I checked my Facebook page, and there was a post on the wall from a Nicole Zeinert.
Well, she had just listened to the Infomaniacs bit that I posted about y'all asking for cookies, and she said she will do that.
And so she said, she
when
said,
are they
Tom,
coming?
She said, Tom, that she was going to make us some cookies.
Oh, really?
When? And with extra gluten in them.
Are they here yet?
I'm pretty stoked about that.
No, not yet.
Oh, will they be here today, or do I have to hang around
until
like 9:02?
Yeah, no, not today.
Oh,
good.
9:20.
Good. Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, just want to let y'all know that the waffle cone incident was a cone with vanilla ice cream in it, and it was upright.
Really?
But apparently, the new KKK uniforms have sprinkles on them.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. It's clarified.
Mm-hmm.
And so, once again, we have people with too much time on their hands.
Yes. Hey. Tell Nicole I don't want to be picky, but I not only want cookies, but I'd like warning when they're coming, too.
Okay.
Please.
Well, really? I can tell you they'll probably be made tonight.
So cookies tomorrow?
They'll be nice and cool by the time I grab them off the counter the next morning.
Yeah, and you eat half of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hey, I got to drive up here.
Well, while we're being picky, tell her I prefer them gooey in the middle. So I prefer non-crunchy cookies. So.
Well, these aren't crunchy. They're interesting.
Said they've got a little kosher salt on
them.
They've
got kosher salt on them, and they're a little dry. They're not I don't know how to describe them. You eat them, and you can tell everyone tomorrow what you think they are. I don't know how to describe them.
We'll have the great cookie taste test.
Yes,
tomorrow.
We shall.
Hello.
You know, in fairness to the overly sensitive people with the ice cream cone outfit, it was pretty creepy. It reminded me of the Burger King guy.
Oh,
frankly.
You
may not have been able to make a KKK case for it, although I see why they did that, but just the overall creepiness factor was enough to get it out of there.
All right, I've got a picture of it right now. I'm pulling.
All right,
up
I'm just saying.
Oh, it is.
It wasn't the best looking ice cream cone in the world.
Well, yeah, I'll agree with that. All right, man, thanks. That's Clip Howard.
Clip Howard of our sports station.
He's got a show on a sports station.
Yeah,
here in town.
From 4 to 6.
Let's see here. All right, this is pulling up. Apparently, it's a blog post from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The story we had was from Florida. This is in Atlanta. No, it is. Florida ice cream shop. Their mistake melted their business. The longtime reign of What's-It as the world's worst mascot has mercifully come to an end. Motorists driving by the Ocala business are mistaking the white hooded ice cream cone mascot for a Ku Klux Klan protester. But I got to go with the other caller. And I will agree with Chip, too. All right, this is a horrible ice cream cone design. Mm-hmm. But it is clearly a cone. What they're mistaking for a Klan hood, if you will, is the dollop of vanilla ice cream that is coming out of the top of the cone. But there's a full cutout for the face. The last time I checked, and I'm no expert on the Klan for obvious reasons, but the last time I checked, they hid their face because that's what cowards do.
Uh-huh.
They obstruct their face when they've got their hoods on.
In fairness, the picture I see, he's standing waving at traffic, but his wave looks more like a salute.
See, but he's just got one hand up. And you don't know
exactly.
But you don't know if he's moving his hand back and forth.
Yeah, it's a KKK guy giving a Nazi salute. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, do you have dirty carpet? Well, you know what you need to do? You need to buy a new vacuum, and I know exactly where you need to buy it. You need to go to Sovac City. We have the largest selection of vacuums in the Brazos Valley, and we have the staff that knows which vacuum will be best for your carpet and lifestyle. Do you need a canister vacuum or an upright? Do you need bagged or bagless? These are questions that we can answer. Stop by our store in College Station in front of the HEB or the new location at 700 South Bryan in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on down and see us, or visit us online at sovacdirect.com or sovaccity.com.
A pool is more than a place to swim.
It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
All right. As I said a minute ago, I don't. You know, I see both sides in this to a degree as far as it being a poorly thought out design. But because of this quote, and until proven otherwise, Ocala, Florida is now the wussiest town in the United States of America. Here's the quote. One woman was, quote, so frightened by the white dollop patrolling the street corner that she called her husband crying and refused to drive through the intersection. He is an ice cream cone waving at you in broad daylight. This is hardly someone obstructing their face with a hood and burning a cross at night.
Yes.
Yep. So just say it.
Yeah.
I don't think he even said bye before he hung up on that phone call.
Right. Yeah. No. And the pictures I'm looking at, you know, your KKK uniform just have the eye holes cut out, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because cowards
obstruct
their face.
Yeah. These have the whole face. Yeah. Showing.
So there you are. So, you
know. I'm out of it.
All right, let's see here. Real quick, how about five things that are disappearing from hotels, or five new trends in hotels, I should say.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Five new trends in hotels. Increasing fees. Your hotel bill may include some unpleasant surprises. Not just the usual $20 day resort and amenity fee, but how about a required $12 housekeeping surcharge or fee for storing your luggage in the lobby? That would stink. You do that, not stay in there again.
No. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Lobbies as social hubs, colorful seating, free internet service, trendy cocktail and coffee bars. Because after all, you want to talk to the creepy guy that's in 309. You want to hang out with him and have a beverage from a plastic cup, don't you?
Right.
Disappearing tubs. Unless you're booking a suite, your next stay in a hotel room may not offer the luxury of a bath. Many newly built hotels are offering showers only. Marriott, for example, is putting showers in 75% of the rooms, bathtubs in only 25%.
Wow.
I'm wondering if ADA won't come into question or come into, you know, how that's all going to work out.
Right.
Of course, you know,
just
out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Pump dispensers. The advent of pump dispensers, good news and bad news. If you don't like those little tiny bottles, or if you do like those tiny bottles, but the hotels have switched to pump dispensers, often have complimentary bottles or wrapped soaps upon request at the front desk. And then finally, and I like this, checking in electronically. We've stayed at a place that offered this,
mm-hmm.
And you've just kind of got like a docent, if you will,
right.
A greeter that helps you if you need some help, but otherwise you check yourself in. And I actually don't mind that at all because I love me some easy checkout too.
And it spits out your little key card to you. Is
yeah,
that what it
yeah,
does?
It yeah. does. It just comes out down at the bottom, and
yeah.
It's kind of like when I go to Chuck E. Cheese and load up my card there. So
uh-huh. yeah,
you laugh. There's a point of reference. I have children. Don't discount them.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's good.
This date in history.
I love this part.
This date in 1787, the newly completed U.S. Constitution was voted on by the Congress to be sent to the state legislatures for approval. You realize now it would never get passed.
You're right.
It would never happen
nope.
again.
Oh,
it would
yeah.
not happen in today's political climate.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or anything. I don't think it would pass.
No. And the Constitution would be like War and Peace.
Oh, gosh.
Thick, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, uh-huh. Forget it.
Uh-huh.
This date, 1928, members of the Chicago White Sox were indicted for allegedly throwing the 1919 World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. Of course, it became the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah. Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah. And also in baseball, this date, 1941, Ted Williams of the Bo Sox finished the season with a batting average of .406. And, of course, he was the last major leaguer to hit 400-plus. So there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
You got 40 seconds.
Do it early.
No.
Elizabetta Canales. Yeah, there you go. She'll be known for two things now, the former girlfriend of George Clooney and a former contestant on Dancing with the Stars. She was eliminated from the show last night.
Hit the bricks.
Even though the judges had given her high marks. Her professional partner, high marks, but I'm sorry, she's out of here. And the voice of both reason and the curmudgeon is leaving 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Andy Rooney will deliver his 1,097th essay this Sunday, and it will
and
be.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, it'll be his final one.
He's 92.
92 years old. He's been on 60 Minutes since 1970.
Fox News Radio.